ladies and gentlemen, from the illustrious Studio 505 in the beautiful Hacienda Heights, comes the most dangerous podcast on the interwebs, The Danger Hour.
Woo woo!
How you doing? I'm your host, James Danger, with my boy Winter Sidekick right in front of me, Miguel Lido Ramirez.
Optimus Lidotron, ready to get dangerous.
I like that. I like it.
Thank you very much. I spent my whole ride over here thinking of something quirky to say.
What can I say that's not going to be a fail? Well, you delivered, my friend. And Lido is here for the first show in 2013.
2013, motherfucker!
And do you know why that's called the Year of Danger, Lido?
Because we start off right.
What?
So, I don't know. Why is it called the Year of Danger?
Oh, man. It's because this year doesn't really exist in time. And you can do whatever you want, and it's like it doesn't count. You can be as dangerous as you want this year, and it won't count. It's not going to count because there's no 13th floor. There's no 13th year in time.
So are you saying we should go to Vegas and run into the Planet Hollywood doors and just break through them and do crazy things and get naked and jump into the fountains?
What Lido is talking about is my wife's brother's friend ran full speed and threw his body into the front door at the Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino. And he knocked the glass out of the door frame, and it fell down and shattered, and that fucker took off and did not get caught. So, yeah, maybe we should do that.
It really is.
Why not?
It really was like he was in Hollywood, huh? Doing something really bad and, a high-speed pursuit entailed.
Well, so. Not really, because he got away scot-clean. They didn't chase him for nothing.
Oh,
well. Like, who did this? And I'm like, I don't know, that guy that ran away.
That weird guy.
Anyway, so 2013 is the year of danger. You can do whatever you want, and do not hold me accountable for this, okay? Don't come back to me and say, this is what happened, I blew up my face. Hey, no. All I'm saying is you can do whatever you want. This is just theory, by the way.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Do not hold the Danger Hour responsible for any of your actions, nor will the Danger Hour be responsible for any of your actions.
I like that.
Period. Go fuck yourself.
But we will laugh at you.
Yes.
All right. And Lido is back from his winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland.
So, Lido, you went somewhere full of snow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And how was your trip?
It was glorious. It was really nice, man. I loved it. Me and the familia, we planned a trip back in, I would say, August or September. We were just hanging about a boot.
A boot.
We were hanging a boot. And someone said, hey, why not take a vacation? Hey, one thought turned into another, and next thing you know, we were booking a cabin up in Big Bear.
Hmm.
It was this big, spacious, 1,000,000,000 cubic foot place. This place was awesome, man.
It was a cabin?
It wasn't a cabin. It was more of a fucking
never mind.
Mansion.
I heard it. Oh.
It was a big fucking place, man.
Oh, okay.
It was like four rooms.
Was it made of wood, though?
Wood and other things, of course. No,
and
but it
stucco.
Was wooden nails.
Yeah.
No, but it was cool because we had our own. Most of the time you go up there and you have to go somewhere to play. I guess you need a hill to go sled down. This place that we rented was at the end of a cul-de-sac, and this cul-de-sac had a hill. So the first night that we were there, it snowed 6 inches. So in the morning, or that night too.
You know a lot about 6 inches, don't you?
Yeah. 6 inches long and hard. Well, kind of long. I guess long to the regular person.
Just deep and hard.
Yeah. Oh, well, not really deep because it's
6 inches deep.
Average and does the job. Anyway, so, we had our own hill. We don't have to go anywhere.
I do have a question. Let me interrupt you.
Yes.
I have a series of questions for you. To see if your trip was actually worth it, in my opinion.
Okay.
If you answer yes to at least 2 out of these 7 or 8 questions I have, then your trip was worth it.
You may proceed.
Maybe 3 out of the 8. I'm going to go with 3.
All right.
Okay.
Out of the 8?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I know you went to a... I don't know anything about your trip except you went to a winter wonderland. Okay.
Let me just answer this. So I was really cheesy, right?
Yeah.
The next day when I woke up and it was snowing and there was snow everywhere, I'm all, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I probably would have taken you out right then.
Everyone was like, I
would have killed you.
Shut the fuck up. We're trying to sleep. I'm all, it's a Christmas miracle. It's snowing, everyone.
I think I would have said the same thing. I'm not gonna judge you too hard on that one.
I busted into.
I just said hard on. I gotta take a drink.
Hard on.
God damn it!
I busted into my cousin's room. I'm all, oh shit! It's snowing outside. No, what? And I'm like, we're in Big Bear.
Here we go. Now I'm gonna ask you if you did any of these things.
Okay.
Now, if you did at least three of these things, I will say your trip was a success. If not, you are an utter failure.
Okay.
Here we go. Did you do a snow angel?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yes, I did.
Dude, I was the whole time I was like, I hope he says yes. I'm picturing you in your fucking, ooh, doing the stupid hand movements.
With my stupid hand.
Did you have mittens on or did you have gloves?
I had gloves.
Nah.
Kid mittens.
I wish you had mittens on. That would have perfected my fantasy I had. Okay. Good. So far, you're on the right track.
Okay.
Did you go ice fishing?
Ice fishing? No, we didn't. There was a lot of spots to do fishing.
Was it really? That was kind of like a bullshit question. Big Bear,
we were kind of close to Big Bear Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We were more like, I guess you would call it a residential area, but they had a lot of places that had like rent gear for fishing and, you know, outdoorsy stuff. So me and my dad were talking about going back and doing some fishing. So, but the lake that we did pass by, it's a huge fucking lake, but only some of it, more closer to the shore where it's really shallow, was frozen over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, like, there's no really fish in, like, 2 feet water.
Oh,
so.
I don't know. I'm just talking to my ass on this one. Did you do any ice fishing?
I had goldfishes. I don't know. Does it count?
Oh, those crackers?
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay.
But not for this question portion. Okay. Next one. Snowball fight.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty safe question.
Okay. The snow wasn't really... It was powdery, dude. It was really fine and powdery, like powder.
Yeah.
So, like, you would have to get like a big fucking handful of it just to make a little fucking rock. But the thing, there was like ice blocks, and like my cousins were fucking throwing them.
Yeah.
And like one of my cousins threw it at other cousin, and like this big fucking right in the face.
yes, in the face. Okay, you got 2 out of 3. You just slide down a hill.
Oh, many hills, many times. With video.
God damn it. I think you already passed this one, huh? I should have said 4.
I even went dangerous and I took a video while going downhill.
No shit?
Yes, I did.
Can I see it?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Okay, next one. Did you do any mushrooms?
Do any mushrooms? No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't do any mushrooms.
Okay.
I don't know how that would relate to snow.
No, being up in the woods, you do mushrooms. I don't know.
Do you? I thought you
thing
do,
to do, right?
I thought you do mushrooms in the desert.
You probably do it in any nature environment.
Then again, druggies do mushrooms anywhere, right?
What are you talking about, man? Anytime's the right time. All right. Did you put on an all white suit and go sniper somebody?
Oh, that would have been a good
one. It would have been good. I can picture you walking around.
No, I didn't.
Using hand signals and all that shit. All right. And last one, here's the best one. I think this is the question, man. This is the one. Did you have sex by the fireplace?
There's too many people.
Ah.
Too many people.
Doesn't matter.
Too many people.
Not enough fireplaces.
No way, dude. Sandra got fucking wasted, like
that's the best time.
Yeah, I know.
It's romantic, but
there's one fireplace and too many fuckheads. So,
all right, those are my bullshit questions. But yeah, it sounds like you have a good time.
It was a great time.
So it seems like Big Bear met Little Dick. Okay.
Are you still mad that I called you Tiny Dick on the Facebooks?
You did?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Remember that one post that I put, hey, gonna hang out with Super Dick and Tiny, Super Dick and Tiny Dick, right?
No, that was, I commend you for that one. That was a good one.
Yeah. I didn't even get it until later on I read it.
No, I've been insulted so many times I can't keep track of them. That's all. I'm gonna tell you something, man. Gas Boy, he's gonna be on the show later tonight. Or is he?
Oh.
He was supposed to be. He flaked. He's supposed to be on the UFC Ultimo Fuentes commentating portion of the show later. But he flaked. He didn't really flake. A plumbing emergency arose, so he had to step into action. And it was at his own place, so he had to do that. But I was going to bring this up in front of him, but fuck. But fuck it. There
but
you go.
Fuck it.
I'll drink again. Whatever. Right. Well, whatever.
I'll drink with you. Just so you're not alone. Then again, I think you said, I'll fuck it, not butt fuck it.
I forced it. Just like always.
Just like always. Anytime you butt fuck, you're forcing, right?
So Gas Boy was supposed to be here. I was going to bring this up in front of him, but he's not going to be here, obviously. So I'll bring it up anyway. Gas Boy had this medical incident recently, like maybe like a month ago.
Okay.
He got this new job in this Gas Boy company, and he uses a lot of heavy equipment. And so I think he uses like a jackhammer. So it's been fucking with him a little bit. Anyway, so one night he was in his place by himself. His wife was out. His girlfriend was at work.
Uh-huh.
And he's all alone. I don't know what the hell he was doing. But I think he had on, I think he said he just had like his boxers on only. He's like walking around his own like little room. And he
he must have just taken a shit then, huh?
Yeah, right. So he was laying on his bed, and then he gets up, and suddenly he feels like this weird sensation in his head.
Uh-huh.
And he's never felt anything like it. And it tripped him out, and it was so like overwhelming that he literally thought he was gonna die. Like, he's like, oh shit, I'm gonna die. Like, cause the pain and like the weirdness was so crazy.
Yeah.
It's never anything he's ever experienced. And so this is why I bring it up.
Maybe it's a tumor.
It's not the tumor. So this guy's thought, okay. Most people would think, have you ever had like a near death experience? Not like, you know, your robbery bullshit or your holdup, but I'm saying
bullshit.
Like,
oh, it's coming back to me. No.
Too soon. Too soon. I'm trying to downplay that. But I'm saying like medical thing where like you thought, oh shit, I'm going out soon.
Knocking on wood. No, I haven't. Not yet. Okay. And I hope I never do.
Not yet. Just give it a few months.
Exactly.
So this guy was in his room. He felt this weird sensation or whatever it was. He like falls back on the bed. And he told me that his one thought was, okay, how do I want to be found when I'm dead? Isn't that like an odd thing to think about? How do I want to be found when my family or my friends find me?
Well, you said he had boxers on, so maybe he didn't want to like have his dick hole open.
I think that's what
like he didn't want like his mom coming in. I mean, home. Like, whoa.
But the thing is, this guy was thinking about the pose he was gonna lay in right now, like so they wouldn't find him in a weird pose. Like, I don't want them to find me like bent over, like, you know, sprawled out. I want them to find me in a pose that's like respectable.
Wouldn't it have been funny if he's like, I'm gonna go out planking on something?
I thought that was so odd and hilarious. Like, dude, you thought about what pose you were gonna be in when they found you? He's like, well, yeah. What the fuck? I don't know. I don't think I ever would have thought about that. I think I would have thought of, I don't want to die, and said, well, how are they gonna find me? I better do something manly.
But I don't know. How would I want to? I would think maybe I'd want to like try sit down, like doing something natural, like just kind of like doing one of those, like I'm sitting down, but I got my arm on something, like I'm thinking, like the thinker pose. And then that way when someone comes and sees you, like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, he's dead.
Are you going to already have like cables hanging from the ceiling so you can just like hook your arm into them so it'll hold you up?
Maybe. I'm hoping when I die, I have the Weekend at Bernie's thing. You know, I have like two buddies. They're like, you know what? We're going to take you out one last time, you know, like.
Where do you want to go? I'll take you.
You know, there's this new place in Hollywood.
You know what we're going to do, right?
What?
You know we're going to pose you in weird, like a lot of gay weird poses, right? And take pictures of you all over for the Instagrams and the Facebooks.
There's got to be a good, like, hashtag, you know.
The Weekend at Bernie's thing? No, we're doing this like the weekend that fucking, you know, you're going to get ridden. There's going to be so many things done to your body after you die. We're going to have you in so many poses, you're going to wish you never had this thought in your head.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
I can't wait to die so I can fully live.
Exactly. Oh, man. It sounds like a great time. I hope I'm watching you from up above or maybe down below, fuckers.
You're going to watch me from down below getting inside you. That's all.
Below. Below.
All right, that was that. I wanted to fuck with Gas Boy, but he's not here, so we'll laugh at him at our own expense. All right, and now it's time for the asshole thought or not.
The asshole thought or not.
Asshole!
Thought or not. I love that, by the way. Hey,
huh?
I fancy your theme songs.
Oh, thank you. I fancy that you fancy them.
Oh, I fancy that you said I fancied you.
I fancy that you said I fancied you fancy my son. What? I don't know.
Yeah, you were on the right.
Was I?
No. I don't know. Let's just say you were.
Okay, Lito, I don't understand. I understand that you have a fan. Sorry. Oh, you got me all confused. Lito, I understand you have an asshole thought or not also.
Yes, I do.
You know what? I'm going to go second because I think yours is better than mine.
All right.
Did I say I'm going to go second?
Yeah, you did.
No, you go second.
All right.
That's what I meant. God, I'm all fucked up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first.
It must have been the hardcore jello shots that we had.
Oh, we didn't say that, huh?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we had. I feel embarrassed saying that. The last couple of shows I've done jello shots in the beginning. Just because I've had to get rid of them. They're just sitting there. And I don't, like you said, do you drink these like casually throughout the day? No, I don't. I just, you know what? Do you chew them or do you just swallow them?
I think I have, I never really been able to swallow anything. So like I told you.
Oh, yeah, right.
With my shot. No. With my,
I can
with
attest to this.
With my regular shots, dick. I remember, like I told you, my regular shots, they go down slow. They hit the top of the roof and then they go down. Uh-huh. I can't just like, you know?
Yeah.
So like with these, I had to fucking like break them down in a couple pieces and then fucking slither them back.
Okay.
But I will say this. These are the strongest jello shots I've ever had.
Huh.
They're really good. And watching this guy do a jello shot has made me very horny. Because what he does, he's got these little
so everybody
like,
wins
condiment, you know, cups. And he sticks his finger. Ready, ready? Here, let's put some porno music behind us. He sticks his finger all around the rim of it. And he just softly separates the jello from the rim. And then he takes it back. Sticks it in his mouth and swallows. And that's how you take a James jello shot.
That's right.
JJS.
You know what? Again, I am happy. I fancy that you fancy my jello shots.
I fancy that you made me a jello shot to fancy with your fanciness.
I missed you.
Yes.
All right.
Fanny.
Let's see. Here's my asshole thought or not. Okay, I already think I know the answer to this, but you know, it's for show purposes, so let's just go with it. So for work, I walk up to this house. Now, maybe I should give you the backstory after I... Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll give you the backstory after... I'm going to Quentin Tarantino your ass right now. So I walk up to this house, and I'm about to do some work at this house. And at the front gate, I see a marijuana pipe sitting at the front.
How do you know it's a marijuana pipe?
Because I've used one before. Pipe.
Okay.
Those little pipes.
All right.
Okay.
The sneak and there's still
like a residue, like what do you call it? Residues type shit in there? What do you call it? I'm not a druggy guy.
There's still stuff.
There's still sprinkles of Tad's.
Yeah.
So I see that in there and it's sitting down by like the front fence, kind of supposed to be hidden, but I saw it.
But not really.
Right. Like, hey, bro, like, give me a shot of that 40. They put the thing down, like, oh, good. And then they forget about it because they're high.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forgot about it. So I see it, and dude, I don't know why I did it. It was like not even hesitation. I fucking broke it.
What?
Yeah, I broke it. Now, am I an asshole for doing that?
Why would you break it? What?
I guess I gotta tell you.
What crossed your mind and said, hey, you know what? This option that I'm gonna embark onto, this is the best option for me and everyone around me. Let me go ahead. Did you step on it? You stepped on it, huh?
No.
How did you break it?
Was it
a glass pipe?
Yeah. There was a brick. There was like a brick thingy attached to the fence.
Uh-huh.
And I just like flicked it towards the bricks and it broke. Yeah. With my foot. I flicked it towards the bricks and it broke.
Why?
Here's why. I guess I had to tell you the first story. I had to tell you the first part. So I happened to drive in that same neighborhood in front of the same house. Uh-huh. Like a week or two prior, and it just so happened I turned up at this house to do some work there, and while I was passing by, there was some gangster fuckhead sitting out there just hanging out, and when I drove by, they fucking gave me this mad dog, like, fuck you, I said, like that kind of goddamn look, and I was like, fuck these guys. I just hate looking at gangsters, dude, especially when they give you that look, like, you know, you're just walking by or you're driving by or whatever that was, and they're like, look at you like this, hey, okay, for what, why?
I think it's called mad dogging.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't want to drop myself down to that level.
We don't want to offend our non-Latino listeners.
So when I came to the house, I'm like, this must be belong to those fucking idiots. So I broke it. Just, and like right after I did it, I thought, like, why did
you ran?
No.
I cried.
Right after I did it, I'm like, why'd I do that shit? That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is for Lito to decide.
Did you dare to keep drugs and alcohol away? You know, that dare shirt?
Oh, yeah. Just want to tell you that this is what I've done. So what do you think? Am I an asshole or not?
I think so on this one. I mean, it takes a lot of cojones to... I mean, these cholos are pretty retarded, so they probably would have done something really stupid if they saw you do that. So to have you...
But it was early in the morning, and cholos do not wake up till after 10.
That is true. So you... it's kind of like... you know, going into the lion's den while they're gone. So, I do say you're an asshole. I don't know why you broke it. I mean, they just looked at, maybe they were checking you out.
Nah, they were.
You don't know that.
I don't know. You know, they just, I associate it with, first of all, the looks it gave me, and also with like a bunch of losers sitting around smoking shit. Yeah. And because they're stupid, they left their pipe. I'm like, I'm going to show you. But I did, like, honestly, I don't even, like, after I did it, I'm like, why did I fucking do that? That makes no sense in my head.
Because you're asshole.
It made no sense in my head. Like, why would I do that? I don't I'm not all about fucking with other people's shit. I hate when people do that, but it you is illegal. What? No,
it looks like you are all about fucking with people's shit. I'm just saying, man, it wasn't your property and you destroyed it.
That's true. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what but then I thought, it's used for negative effects, so I will say I am not so much of.
How do you know? Maybe those guys all had glaucoma and they couldn't see anything. You know, maybe that's why they were mad. Maybe they were mad dogging you. They were just seeing who was driving down their block, and they had to squint because they have glaucoma. Right?
You know what? That is an exceptional point. I must tell you. You know, you know what? I already decided when I wrote it in my phone. Like, why am I even bothering? I mean, I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to hear you say it because maybe I wanted to just confess it because I felt bad about it.
I'm pretty sure they're going to go steal another one anyways. So.
So let's hear it. What am I?
An asshole.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I take it. Take it and I run. I accept it.
Alrighty.
All right, Lito, what do you got?
All right. So it was 3 nights ago, me and Babadoo go to the local Albertsons.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get some cookies. And we just went to go get just random, I think, milk and stuff. And I, you know, grab some
and
stuff.
Cookies.
And cookies. And so we walk in, right? And it was pretty.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila.
It was about 9 o'clock at night, so there wasn't too many people there. So as soon as I entered the store, I had this habit of looking around for a basket or, you know, something to carry my groceries in.
Or a hot guy.
Yeah. So I looked over to the right and I noticed that they have these little baby carts, right? So I was like automatically intrigued by this.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, hey, let me go grab one and just start fucking around with it, right?
Yeah.
So my first instinct
respectfully.
My first instinct was to pick it up and like, look at this. I got a cart. I'm taking my cart around. You know, I'm like picking it up and like doing bench press things and everything with it. Then my next instinct was because Babadoo has a cousin we call Pooh. She's a 30-something year old, 5 foot nothing cousin of hers. And I'm like, look at, they got a little shopping cart for Pooh, you know? So I started making fun of things like that. And then this guy, right? This is the asshole part or not, okay? Asshole thought or not. So as I'm, you know, doing various jokes with this, and Babadoo's taking pictures with the, of me with one of the carts, this attendant, that one of the baggers, he comes over. He's a middle 40-year-old guy.
Probably retarded, right?
He looked kind of retarded because what he said, you know, I don't know, maybe his retardation slipped off onto me because I felt retarded after, you know, this. So he goes, oh, you like those little carts, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, little kids use them sometimes too. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. Or maybe midgets, huh? He's like, actually, we do have this one lady. She comes in, she's a little person, and she just takes the cart, you know, it's perfect for her. And and he starts going on and how this one lady thanks the store so much that they have this cart that helps her along because, you know, she's a tiny lady, so she can't she can't use the other carts because she can't reach in because, you know, it's just too big for her. Uh-huh. And I was, every point he was making, I was shrinking a little bit tinier, a little bit tinier. I was
telling him to use the cart.
Exactly. That's what I thought. See, that's the asshole part too. I thought that, and then I'm like, oh, I felt so small I can use that cart. So this whole time I'm just like, oh my God. Wow. So who's the asshole? I mean, this guy, he just kept on rubbing it in though.
He's the asshole.
He kept on rubbing it and fucking nailing it in. I mean, I was like, oh shit, my bad. I didn't mean to offend anybody, right?
No, he's the asshole because the fact that he came up to you, you're having a good time with this thing.
I was having
a great time. Oh, I'm like a giant I was in a midget store.
I was having a great time with this thing.
Right.
All right.
And this guy had to come and ruin your good time.
Yeah.
With his fucking sad stories and shit. Oh man, you know, there's this little lady, you know, she would have a horrible life except we have carts for her. Yeah, fuck that guy. He came to rain on your parade and, you know, he saw happiness from beyond and he came to squander it. That's all. He's an asshole. He's the asshole.
Yeah.
You're an innocent retard having fun with a little cart.
I am an asshole though because I was doing some things I shouldn't have been doing with that cart.
You're probably a retarded. I'd say he's a bigger asshole.
I think I even said the word midget too.
I think you're all assholes.
Yeah.
The whole story, you're all assholes.
I was like,
and your girl's even an asshole for taking pictures of you. She was a part of it too.
I told her, hey, take a picture with me in this midget cart. So, good times.
Wow, you beat mine. You guys are like, you have like 18 retards or assholes in your story. Every party involves an asshole.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty fucked up, man.
It would have been more hilarious if the midget lady walked in at that time.
I fucking said that too. I'm like, imagine if like I'm like taking pictures with this and I'm like putting my foot in the cart to show that my foot's biggest cart. And she's just like, oh, excuse me, I need to get one of these.
I need to use that cart.
Oh, no.
Because I'm challenged.
I used to have this one high school teacher. He was a little short guy, too. He's like, oh, I'm not short. I'm vertically challenged. I always thought that was kind of clever.
And so I think I can close this out by saying you are all assholes.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lita, let me tell you a little story that I read today, actually.
All right.
Doing this little fucking layout. Outline, sorry. Is that more appropriate? Outline? I don't know.
Outline?
So I happened to go on the internet because I researched a couple things. Actually, I went to research a Mr. Know-It-All question.
Okay.
Okay. So I just clicked on the internet and I was like, all right, what the fuck am I going to ask him? And this story popped up. Please tell me you did not look at Yahoo the last day or two.
I have, so I don't know if I got that far, though.
Son of a bitch. You probably know what this is. You heard about this? The White House responds to a petition for Barack Obama to build a Star Wars Death Star?
I didn't read it. I was going to click it, but I didn't read it. I was going to click it, but I didn't read it.
The only reason I wrote this down because of you, because you're a nerdy fuck, that's all. So.
Thank you.
Let me see. Hold on. Okay. So there's a petition for Barack Obama to build a Death Star. And like I guess it takes 25,000 signatures to have the White House take a petition that you all sign to take it and acknowledge it. This one had, I think, like 35,000 signatures for them to build the Death Star. So they had to respond to it. That's the fucking rules, I guess. So this guy wrote, "The administration shares your desire for job creation and a strong national defense," writes Paul Shawcross, chief of the science and space branch of the White House's budget office. "But the administration does not support blowing up planets." "Why would we spend countless taxpayer dollars on a Death Star with a fundamental flaw that can be exploited by a one-man starship?"
I mean, they fucking waste.
And it says here, speculation that China has built an X-wing fighter.
Do you hear about this?
This is awesome, right? Let me finish up real quick. "And with the price tag estimated to run at least $852 quadrillion, Shawcross says, "We're working hard to reduce deficit, not expand it."
How did they come up with that number?
I don't know,
dude. Quadrillion.
This is so fucking awesome when I saw this story.
Just for it to become illegal, I mean, an actual piece of acknowledgement makes it that awesome. But come on, how does he come up with that number?
I don't know.
How does he? Well, you know, each spaceman going up into space hiring at about $19 an hour. A couple hundred thousand.
I'm sure there's a way to
nails.
Figure that out. Space nails.
There's no way to figure it out, because on top of that, they got to think, okay, first of all, what are we going to build this Death Star with? I'm pretty sure they just can't make it out of metal. They got to make it out of space metal.
You think you just throw
it
a fucking random, like, made
fuck
up number?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably did then.
And on top of that, we're trying not to make anything that, you know, kills people. Hello, don't you build fucking WMDs all the time?
No, he said planets.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, the only planet we're going to destroy is Earth.
Yeah, we do that on our own.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need a Death Star.
We're trying to spend less money. How about we fire that guy? What does he really do? If NASA's closed, why do
he
we need
answers
a chief
questions like this?
Exactly.
But
just sits there.
My favorite part is that he responded to the whole idea of one guy can blow the whole thing up with one cool X-Wing fighter.
That'd be fucking awesome. That would be fucking cool.
That's really fun. I like this.
If we've learned anything from movies, maybe we shouldn't have a small exhaust port, you know, the sizes of a Wampa rat.
You just got way nerdy for me. I don't know what that
means.
You
know, just put a piece of board over it so it doesn't show up.
Now, this leads.
No trenches either.
Yeah. This leads directly into the Mr. Know-It-All question.
All right.
And away we go. His Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two. All right, Lito. Mr. Know-It-All, geekdom style, whatever you call it, nerdcore. Here's your question. Which Star Wars character is NASA giving a nod to with their commercial crew and cargo program office?
Commercial crew.
Commercial cargo. Crew and cargo program office.
The only person I could think, because he's an actual freight smuggler, I would think either Han Solo or Chewbacca.
What is your answer, my friend? Once again, commercial crew and cargo program office.
I don't know.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's your answer?
Chewbacca. Okay.
No. Now, this is the beauty of this question.
Okay.
I knew you wouldn't get it right. Yeah. How the fuck could you? I mean, so NASA is...
It's not like there's about 400 different characters.
So NASA... the answer is right in front of your face if you actually think about it. NASA are a bunch of nerdy fucks, as you would imagine, right?
Okay.
Okay. So they named this... Whatever the fuck... This office, I guess. This section of their blah, blah, blah. They named it on purpose. Okay?
Okay.
As a nod to a Star Wars character, and that is, listen again, what are the first letters of all these words? Commercial, crew, and cargo program office.
C-3PO.
There you go. Look at that.
I get it. I get it. Even though he has nothing to do with cargo or commercial crew or anything like that. He is a...
C-3-C's-P-O.
Yeah. He is a human cyborg intelligence.
Yes.
Well, I say. I am fluent in over 4.36 million forms of communication.
I thought that was kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
That they did that.
It does. I do get it, but it doesn't make any fucking sense. That's why there's a difference between nerds and geeks like those motherfuckers.
All right. Let's get into this next thing. Lito, have you... Okay, you're a porn lover, right? I think every guy is.
I wouldn't say lover.
You don't love to watch porn?
I lust it.
There's no emotional detachment.
Exactly.
Okay. Have you watched CGI porn?
CGI porn?
Yeah. Computer-generated image porn. Like that, not really like the cartoony stuff, but have you seen the stuff like computer-animated porn?
I think I have. I'm pretty sure I have.
Okay, well... Oh, my wife doesn't hear this section of the program, but I was purposely curious one day, maybe feeling a little randy, maybe I was alone. So I go on to this porn website, and I was like, you know what?
Feeling a little risque today.
A little randy. Just because I was curious. By curious? Maybe. I was curious, so I'm like, I want to see if I can get off by watching like animated porn. I want to see if it'll do it for me. So I didn't know what I was looking for, really. I just typed in like, what did I type in? I typed in like a cartoon and like the little search engine. I was like, I don't know. And so, I don't know what they call it.
Yeah.
Did they have like a word for it?
Hentai?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Like
hentai?
A Japanese porn.
Oh,
Japanese
it's like, cartoon porn. It's like anime or what?
Yeah.
Hentai. I don't know.
Hentai.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
So I typed in tune and and a few things came up.
Bugs Bunny fucking.
No, this and the CGI thing came up.
Uh-huh.
One of them is like CGI. Da, da, da. I'm like, ah, it looked more realistic than the cartoon shit. So I clicked on it. And dude, this is pretty fucking close, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen this before though? Have you, or just you can imagine what it is?
No. I mean, I've seen some. I mean, just sometimes instead of like taking care of business, you just kind of watch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cartoon shit really doesn't do anything for me. But like the CGI stuff I have seen, like it's very, it looks like it's just like a quick animation and they're basically just looping it, which really what sex is. I mean, it's just in and out.
You're right about
in
that.
And out.
Yeah. No, I was going to. That's what a sex
in
is
and out.
All
in
about.
In and out. Long and hard.
So I was going to look on the cartoon one, right? But all I seen was like ridiculously exaggerated boobs on these girls. I'm like, nah, I don't care about that. But when I seen the CGI thing, I was like, oh, okay, I'm curious now. I clicked on it. And dude, it looks so fucking pretty damn close. And like, it's funny because like it shows a slow motion and the girl's like boobs are jiggling like perfectly. Like they have like the motions down. I'm like, oh, that's pretty intense. And the guy's like going for it and you see it going in and out. I'm like, wow, that's pretty goddamn good. Like the animation, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, I can totally see it getting into this. But it was like a preview of like, oh, watch the elf girl get nailed. It's like some kind of weird like land, like this weird... what do you call it? Like a sci-fi type deal.
Type
like, you have to buy this or subscribe so you can watch the something the elf girl get nailed. It's like, what? Anyways, but yeah, they kept looping it. Like it was like the same shit looped. Like, you know, like the same 10 second clip.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, I can totally see getting into the shit.
Huh.
I can get off on that.
You know what?
It's different. That's all.
Yeah, no, definitely is. Some of these like tube sites, you know, like it's like free porn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just stolen porn for the most part. You know, it's like they'll have the scene, but they'll have like the website that stole it. Like it's like, you know, makeyourpenisbigger.com, whatever at the bottom. Like it's always funny because like whenever it's close to money, I'm assuming it's not how I go because I usually don't last that long by myself. But I'm assuming that most people are waiting for the money shot to finish with. Or finish when the money shot happens. So I always find it weird that a lot of like videos or clips, like right when the money shot's gonna happen, everyone's like, oh, and then like it just goes to enlargeyourpenis.com, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it comes back to the video and then it fucking like finishes.
You know what I hate?
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, no, for sure. I hate, because I don't pay for any of these fucking sites.
Oh, why not? Why would you? Do you?
Have you?
Hell
have you?
No. Okay. I've never paid for porn.
Oh, I just got scared right now. Why no? Why don't you? I never paid for anything. So I've looked on these sites before and I've seen some videos. And a lot of times the previews, like on the side, like the advertisements they have, like they wanted to click on those ones. The girls are way fucking hot, dude. Like, like amazingly hot. Like what? Like unicorn status.
Yeah.
Like holy shit. But the girls on these are like what do you call it? Amateur girls or whatever. But I'm like, God damn, should I pay for this stuff? should I pay to see super, super hot girls? Because they are, dude.
Yeah.
These previews on the sides or the bottom. It's like, oh my God, I can be watching that. If I only paid how much? That's it? Sign me up.
What? Only $2.99 a day?
I don't use that shit. I don't watch porn enough at all. Not even close to have a membership to anything.
Do you ever think, as a single guy, do you ever think maybe would it be acceptable as a single guy to have a porn subscription?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that too.
You got to keep yourself, you know, sane.
Exactly.
You're too wound up, you do weird shit.
Yeah.
And then getting fights and whatnot.
That's a great deal. If I didn't have a joint account, maybe I would sign up.
She's like, what is this charge I see for spankme.com?
Oh, yeah, that website too?
That's nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I find all that stuff funny, man. You start clicking around and you just find some weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And I get that too, where you're saying like, you know, the other, like the side panels are like the premium stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so funny just because, like, with anything else online, if you, like, with movies, I've become this really big movie downloader illegal guy mm-hmm. recently, where I just download movies now. If you really wanted to, these porn sites, you can find anything with just a few clicks. Literally anything, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the hell, but I got onto this one site, and it was a Superman versus Spider-Man porno parody. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen, dude.
Was it good?
I could see how these people are making money off of this because, yeah. like, it's the nerds and the... I mean, everybody yanks it, but it's the nerds that are like, oh, wow, is that is that Spider-Woman really naked? You know, like, it totally fucking, you know, dives into your psyche and makes yeah. it real. But, you know, it's just too... I don't know. I just, you know,
is it nerdy for you?
Yeah, it's not nerdy. It's just a little. It kind of.
Where's the line drawn?
Exactly. It's like, oh fuck, dude, Spider-Man's got a huge wiener. You know, this is kind of weird after looking at it.
I would think he does. Yes,
but it's even worse just because, like, everyone's got their mask on. I don't know. To me, that's just kind of weird. Oh, what was even worse. It was. They had this one, and it was you remember Chyna from wrestling, right?
Oh, yes.
They had her as the She-Hulk, and she was just going at it. You know, Chyna's a porn star now.
Is she? I know she did something, but she's full on.
She's a full fledged porn star.
She got the bug, huh?
Porn actress.
She got bit.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, she got something. That's for sure. But yeah, in this video, she's the She-Hulk, and she gets boned by Thor.
I gotta watch that one actually, just for yeah. sheer comics purposes.
Yeah, it's
dude,
pretty
I
funny.
I can't get into her though, right? Is she kind of creepy? I don't remember her, but she's like a dude, right?
She's she's not as manly looking, but she's definitely been used up by a bunch of wrestlers. You could tell. It looks like her vajayjay got body slammed a couple times.
All right, this next thing I got is there's this guy in my work. He's I think he might be gay, dude. Huh? You ever had this before? All right, I think you do, right? Denny?
Yeah, Denny. He's a huge homosexual.
He's got a girl, though.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, anyways, this guy...
They do go shopping a lot together.
Okay. They're more just hangout buddies. No, this guy, I mean, I don't know if he's gay or not. I don't fucking care. But I'm thinking, is there a test you can give to see if another guy is gay? Because this dude, like, I'll walk into work in the morning and, like, you know, everyone's walking in. And, like, sometimes I'll walk into, you know, this to get our equipment. And he'll be, like, looking at me a little too long. And I'll turn around. And then once he notices I'm looking at him, he'll be like, hey, what's up, man? Like, he'll give me that, like, hi or what is it? Hey, what's up? The head thing.
Then he licks his lips.
Or even when he's talking to me, he'll be, like, asking me a question. And when I'm talking to him, he's, like, looking into me, like, into my face, like, a little too closely or, like, a little too...
He's looking into your eyeballs.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's like, he's focusing a little too hard, and I'm like, just looking at him, like, okay, this is kind of like a little, maybe some people just do that, but he seems to me like, just something else going on, dude.
He liking the way the caca tastes.
But I'm like thinking, is there like a test I can do to just see, like, I don't care, but I'm just curious in my head, like, is this guy gay?
You could buy gaydar,
huh?
You know,
I have a good gaydar, I think.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think he might be.
Yeah.
Maybe. But if he's not, I'm like, I can see that too. But I can't tell. I just wanted to have like a conversation with you about, do you think there's a test that we can possibly do with guys that we think maybe are gay to see what the answer is?
I don't know, man, because, I mean, I've met gay people, and you know what? There's so many crazy parts of the spectrum that, you know, you would never fucking know. Like, I mean, I don't mean to call out any names, but Eddie Gears, I would never suspect that guy to be any kind of gay.
Yeah.
And it's not that gay is like you have to be like, oh, you know, because I mean, I would say you're more gayer than Eddie Gears.
Oh,
is.
Go fuck yourself.
But
I know you hinted that before. You think I'm gay, huh?
Yeah. I think you have a man crush on him.
Well, that's obvious. But
yeah. No. Well, yeah.
No, you know what? Obviously. I'm gonna come out and say it.
Yeah.
I think I'm if in I touch with my feminine kids, side.
I'd totally fucking rail him.
I'm in touch with my feminine side.
Yeah.
That's it. I think I'm comfortable with my sexuality. That I can go beyond and push the boundaries in your head. But to me, I'm just fucking around.
And I get that.
Or do you think maybe, wait. Or do you think, or are you talking more like
maybe this is your way of expressing your feelings, but then again, everyone knows I'm joking, so I can get away with it, but I can actually get my feelings out.
But do you do you consider me like a feminine type dude?
Not feminine.
Okay.
Femininity. I don't consider you that.
When do you think I'm gay?
I consider you a fag. You know, you're pretty faggy sometimes.
Yeah. Now, what in your head said, like, this guy's might be a little...
Wait a minute. It's not so much that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think you, if we're talking serious here, I think you like the attention. I think you really, I think you really love the attention that the Australian gave you.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I think you really love the attention because you love telling that story.
Because it's a funny story.
Quit playing games.
It's a funny story. That's
and
all.
And you know what? I
thought the situation was hilarious.
Yeah, no.
When it happened. I don't like the attention. I'm not going out to bars and putting my ass out in the fucking air like, oh, I hope someone hits on me.
I'm planting. I don't know if you know this, but I'm planting the seed of curiosity right now. Okay? That's what I do. And it now, buries deep into your soul, and then one day you're going to come out as a big flower.
Rosebud.
But not so much. I'm just fucking with you, dude. I know you're a faggot anyways. So this comes to, because this whole thing comes back as a coworker that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And me and my coworkers at the one job that I had, this guy was very kind of, he reminded me of a guy we both know. And, you know, he was very, you know,
got you.
Yeah. So,
super gay, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, But this guy, so this is what happened, right? This guy, he kind of raised questions. Yeah, he would do that thing where he kind of maybe listened to you a little too much, you know, like guys kind of like, you know, fucking have your conversation. I'm going to be over here, you know, until I think of something interesting that I pick up on. Maybe I'll start paying attention to you. But until then, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
This guy. So we were talking about, we were talking about a music video, right? And like, you know how the music videos, they have all the curvaceous women in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, damn, look at that girl. Look at this girl. Look at that girl. This girl has this. This girl has that. And like, he was totally like, remember in the 40-year-old virgin? Like, he's like, oh yeah. Look at that girl's boobs. They look like two big old boobs. And they just look so like, they're like, look at it. Oh man. Look at those boobs. They're so squishy and like, because we were like, as a guy, you know, something kind of throws you off. Like, no, that's not how you would.
Yeah, yeah.
You would comment it as that, but he was like, oh, look at those boobs are like so big and like, it was very awkward and very weird because we both caught on to it because like we stopped the conversation and we went outside to have a smoke and it was right away like. As soon as we went outside and like, it was like, we both had the same plan. You caught that, right? Like that's the confirmation right there. Right. Like, yeah, that's
so like, that
he was so awkward talking about girls. Like
what if he was a virgin?
No, this guy was, I don't think it was that because he's early 20s and he wasn't, I don't see anything that would hold him back from being a virgin. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't like,
so you're totally just gay.
Yeah.
So that was your test in your head.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta see.
So maybe I gotta ask the other guys at work, like, hey, this guy kinda looked a little too long. And if they say, yeah, I totally does.
Maybe you should ask him, like, you know, hey, have you seen the new I don't know, fucking James Bond movie? That chick was fucking smoking.
I was
hot.
Asking him like,
hey, Daniel Craig was so good looking. I mean,
I was thinking of asking him like, hey, what's on Broadway right now? Oh, I'll tell you.
Oh no, Jesus Christ.
What if he's like, I don't know. You can still be gay. Or what if I go,
what if he said, you have a girlfriend? I don't know. What do you ask, fag?
Yeah, backfires. This guy's so fucking gay.
Broadway. Wouldn't it be funny if like he goes back to the other guys? Hey, dude, that guy just came over and said, you're fucking gay. You know that? It just backfired. Maybe everyone thinks you're gay. Maybe you're the one staring too deep into his eyes.
Yeah. Maybe I'm looking at him too long and he's like looking back at me like, why are you looking at me so long?
Why are you looking at me so long?
Yeah. Maybe I'm the culprit.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I could have gay sex with him.
Maybe that's the best way to find out if he's gay or not.
Once I'm inside him, then I'll know.
Hey, stop. Yeah.
We got to the bottom of that one.
Literally.
All right. Next we got... Oh, Lito, I think you're excited about this, huh?
All right.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill!
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
All right, Lito, what do you got?
All right. So, I told you the other day that I had a good couple of them, you know? Since I'm not doing much at work, I like to do show, you know, stuff.
I kind of forgot about this, man.
Yeah.
I forgot about thinking about these.
So I got one for you. All right. Okay. This is going to be very personal for you. I thought someone else was going to be here, so I did some other ones. But this one's going to be very personal for you, okay?
God damn it. I think you're going to go in the same direction I did.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Grohl. Hugh Jackman.
Uh-oh.
And the Aussie.
The Aussie from the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Coincidence that we talked about him? Maybe.
Okay, this is an easy one, man.
I'm assuming there's a lot of hair in all of this.
This is simple. This is a very simple one to answer.
See, that's the thing. Going back to the last topic, if it's so simple, wonder why.
You can say what you want. No. Kill the Aussie. I'll tell you why. Because Hugh Jackman's way hotter, so fuck Hugh Jackman.
Good playing games.
Yeah, I'd fuck Hugh Jackman because he's got the amazing physique. And he looks like he knows how to treat me right.
My number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pick up sticks.
Kill the Aussie because he wasn't in good shape at all, man. That guy was... No way. No. He was an older dude. Nah, no way. No comparison. And of course, marry Dave Grohl.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
Dude, I can hang out. I can go backstage with him. We can go, I can meet all these other musicians. Like,
I just headbutted the microphone.
He does all these, he meets all these different music. What do you call that shit? What do you call that? Where you fucking meet
like a dude, like a,
collaborates with other. There you go.
Collabs.
Collaborates with other musicians.
Did you just have a Peter moment?
Dude, he's well loved. He's totally respected. I can go. I could be on his arm and like to be like, who's that with Dave Grohl? That'd be me.
So you'd be the Dave Grohl's trophy wife.
That's right. And he can play me songs. And I'm like, nah, you should probably work on that one better. I can give music tips. Maybe I can be like Yoko. I can be in the Foo Fighters for like a couple times. Like I would like play the fucking tambourine, but I'd be there on stage as his faithful wife.
But what if he doesn't want you around his whole, you know, because a lot of these artists, they don't like to, you know, make, you know, stuff complicated. What if he doesn't want you around any of his shit?
Okay, fine. Then
he just wants you for your butthole.
I'll stay home in our mansion and and I'll wait for him to come home and tell me all the great stories that he has from his road life.
And you'll make hairy babies.
He'll be faithful to me. And because he's gone so much touring and whatnot, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So when he comes home, our sex life would be so incredible. It'd be amazing.
Oh,
everybody wins. He could teach me how to play drums. It'd be awesome.
But, well, I see, that was just too easy. And it makes me ponder.
Oh, for me to answer?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've been thinking about that for a long time.
I know.
Another beer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you remember what the Aussie looks like?
No, I don't. I just remember that he was, you know.
Not handsome enough.
Middle-aged. No, not at all. Middle-aged dude.
How long ago was this again?
Overweight. My brother's 21st birthday.
How old is
he's about don't 30. Don't act like I knew that right away. It's because it was his fucking 21st birthday.
He's about 32 now.
he's 26.
So, does his face pop up in your head right now?
I can't picture his face. Why would I remember?
Do his jeans pop up in your head right now?
I mean, how could I how could I forget that moment, dude? That's the first time I've ever been hit on like that.
All right, man.
Actually, now that we're talking, I mean, I was gonna bring it up in the last little segment we had about the gay dude. The time I worked with Raven.
Yeah.
At that at Macy's, this dude that worked there, he thought I was gay. And he was like a supervisor of some other department. And he was a gay dude. And he thought I was gay. And so his friend was my boss. And she's like, oh, his name was Johnny. You know, Johnny thinks you're gay. I'm like, what? Like, he thinks I'm gay? She's like, yeah. I'm like, why? I'm like, oh, well, I told him you're not. Like, you're not, are you? I'm like, what do you mean, are you not?
You're not, are you?
Yeah, you're not, am I? I'm like, what do you mean, am I? I'm like, I thought you said he knew. Well, I'm pretty sure. Like, you have a girlfriend, right? I'm like, yes, I have a fucking girlfriend. And I was like, you know, she's pregnant, the whole goddamn thing. Well, it doesn't mean anything. I was like, gosh.
It doesn't, man.
Yeah,
I know. But
I know. That's your instinct when someone brings that up.
I know somebody, though. My one of my dad's ex-girlfriends has a brother. I haven't seen this fucker faggot for a long time. And I say that as a term of endearment, of course. You know, only on a danger hour can we use the faggot as a non-threatening and non-homophobic term.
I think that's a true statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faggot.
So this faggot, he was very fruity as it was. Very, oh my God, you know.
He
had no trouble with the women. And he had girls around. And being a teenager, I remember this because he was about the same age as I was. And I remember after that, for like, I didn't see him for a while, and my family, some of the family still hung around with that family, and I found out he had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him years later in college, and this dude was fucking sashaying around, fucking limp wristed. He's like, "Oh my God," you know, like,
oh no.
He reverted back. He's like, "Oh my God," you know, yeah. Like I could, you know, travel all around little bugs, and you know, like pretend all them little bugs, and I'm a spider, you know,
yeah.
So
I like when you do that, by the way. I think about that at times.
I'm
my little bugs.
He's oh, I could pretend I'm a spider, you know, all the children are like little bugs. You never know, man. I am telling you. I would, like I said, I mean, you just never know nowadays. You never know.
Oh, but I confronted that dude, Johnny, at yeah. work.
Did you confront him with a kiss?
Just want to let you know that I know. No, so I seen him one day, and it was with my boss. She was a chick, and they were friends, and they were hanging around, and he looked at me, and he smiled at me like, oh, I know she told you that. I think you're gay. And so I'm like, hey, man. I was like, why do you think I'm gay? And he's like, oh, why not? I was like, no. I was like, no. What do you mean? I'm like, well, what is it? I'm curious. I'm like, I'm not pissed. I'm just curious. He's like, well, I don't know. He's like, you know, you have like this charisma about you. I'm like... And I was like, all right, that's what that means. And he's like, I'm kind of just messing with you at the same time, but you know, maybe a little bit of me thought you were. And I was like, yeah. So that was that.
So we had set sex. Off people's gaydars.
So we had sex and it was so good.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder, did we ask Eddie Gears if he thinks you're gay? If you put off a little vibe?
Yeah, we did. He said no.
Did we ask
him? He also said he has no gaydar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But see, the thing, Eddie Gears, he puts it off as, he kind of puts it off as like, it's not really like a thing to him, you know, it's not really like, you know.
It doesn't define him.
Exactly. But like, you know, I think with, like, remember with Rhino, you know, oh, so this part with the living in John, you know,
It's not where I put my anus. It's not where I put my penis that defines me.
I think I wonder what he would say about you.
Who?
Rhino.
I think I've asked him before. What'd I go? Ah!
Cause it all came back.
Yeah. I think I asked him before. Yeah, I think I did.
Well, make
no, I swear to God, I think I because of that fucking guy Johnny.
Yeah.
Put that shit in my head. So you know, every gay dude I come around, I'm like, hey, I think I even asked Eddie Gears, or did you ask? I think I might have asked him.
Like, I think I might have asked him.
I think I did ask Rhino, and he was like, no, of course not. So anyway, Luna John says to Dan Zuko.
Oh man, that shit's funny, dude. I told the story. I know we're off tracking, but I told the story the other day to one of my coworkers about the him hitting on himself in New Mexico in the mirror. Oh goddamn, that fucking story is gotta be.
That's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
That's one of the greatest stories ever.
Yeah.
God damn it.
One of Danger Hour's finest stories you've ever heard.
Yeah, if you're ever cataloging through our catalog of greatness, come on, and you want to hear something really fucking funny, just forward to the the whole Rhino episode was really funny, but he tells a story closer to the end that's gonna, you know, tickle your fancy.
having my fancy tickled.
Yeah,
I fancy that. All right, here's my fuck, marry, kill for you.
All right. Oh yeah, that's right. We're doing that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I thought you were gonna go. You said I'm gonna go personal.
Uh-huh.
I'm going personal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Arr.
I thought our... Don't cross the streams, Ray. I thought our streams were going to cross a little bit there.
Oh.
Here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Me, Nature Boy, Super Dick.
I thought about doing that. No, I thought about doing that personally, too.
You thought about fucking all of us?
Well, stop. Right. Do I have to choose kill? I don't know. Let me see. How do I say this without sounding like a fucking homo?
We can't.
Let's see. All right. Let's start with fuck. It'd probably be Nature Boy, just because, you know, he's smaller. Woods. Yeah. No. He's smaller. So I definitely can win that power struggle. I could definitely be the man in that situation.
Yeah.
I'd probably marry Super Dick because we have a lot in common.
Oh, and what? I thought for sure I was getting married.
So the other day we went to Super Dick's house. I know it was covered in the last show. Yeah. We went and watched the foosball.
It wasn't too much detail.
Yeah. So we went to Super Dick's house last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah. Last weekend for the football game. And Super Dick has like the coolest fucking, you know, man cave. Yeah. And anyway, I'm celebrating his loneliness, by the way. Super Dick, I command you. And his place was full of nerddom.
Yeah.
So I definitely did fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Envy that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd marry him.
Say lust.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get this straight.
You know what I thought was funny? Hold on. Let me bring this apart because I told it to Babadoo. And she laughed too. She's like, oh, what a man house. I thought it was fucking hilarious that I went to the bathroom and you wash your hands, right? So you wash your hands like any normal place and you reach for the towel. Do you remember what was in the place where the towel should have been?
I do not.
It was a paper towel roller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought, I was like, why is there no towel in here? This seems kind of cost effective.
He's got a paper towel roller.
A paper towel roll.
In where the bathroom is. And I thought, God damn, this is fucking genius. And I'm like,
why is it genius?
Why isn't it genius?
Because you got to spend money to keep replacing the fucking rolls.
But you don't have to wash anything. As a single guy.
That's pretty lazy.
Exactly.
But you got to wash your... Okay.
As a single guy.
I was just thinking you got to wash your kitchen towel, but I don't think he even uses the kitchen, he said.
Think about it. As a single guy, how many towels do you think he really fucking has?
Oh, but you got to take showers.
Yeah.
They could be in the same fucking laundry.
How many towels do you think he really has?
I don't know.
Not that many. As a single guy, you probably use, you know, maybe, I bet you he's got like 4 or 5.
Okay. At most.
So like, why add on to it? He could probably do his towels with the rest of the laundry. I don't know how anybody does laundry. I don't add my towels, but
I would say you do your towels separate than your clothes.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got enough towels to. I don't know. I don't That's wanna, the point. I don't really want to dive deep into his.
Yeah, we're getting to this habits. Whole towel. Yeah, Super Dick's towel habits.
But Super I thought
get
it,
more towels.
I thought it was genius, man. You know what? I thought it was fucking funny and genius and super fucking lazy and yeah. and super
and
manly
super dick
and super dickly.
Yeah,
and I command you. You will kneel down before me, paper towels.
So you're gonna kill me?
Yes,
you're gonna. Okay, really?
Yeah, I've been around.
Why
wouldn't
you fuck me and kill Nature Boy?
I'm tired of you.
Wait, why can't I be fucked? I'm not fuckable.
I've already fucked you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yes, I just. You know what? You know it was your fault, right?
What?
You know I was going to give you the short end of the stick, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly. You really thought I was going to give you satisfaction
oh,
to
I know what's
fucked
happening.
Or married?
I know what's happening.
What?
Here we go. I know. Go. I get it now.
Bring it.
Just like the dude in the White House, the guy that screams the loudest about gays, the gays need to be stopped. That's the gay guy. Right now you're condemning me, but you really want me. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Because whenever you, like... You know, you walk away, your pants, they look like a big thing of, like, sand.
You know what, man? I really hope you do die, and I'm going to put your body in a bunch of different poses. I'm gonna fuck you. I mean.
You fag.
And I'm gonna put that. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck you good, and I'm going to pose you with your finger up, like, give me the thumbs up. And I'm going to have maybe a nature boy seems like he'd be that kind of creepy dude. He would take a picture of us, and then I'm going to get it out. I'm going to leak it somehow to your work and your family.
You know, this
and
reminds
get
me
it
a
out there.
It reminds me a lot of we were talking about earlier, horrible bosses, mm-hmm. how she drugs him and she starts taking pictures of him, mm-hmm. like doing all those poses. I can see both of us like that. And I
yeah, maybe I won't wait till you die. Maybe I'll just drug you.
Who's going to take the pictures, though?
Nature boy.
Huh?
Yeah. He would do it. Yeah, all I gotta do is give him beer.
I'll do it.
What am I taking pictures of now? Alright. Alright, dude, let's get into this might be and it's kinda weird to end a segment with a new segment. Let's do
The Danger Movie Mystery. Get to the chopper! You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Lito. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I like this, man. I like you. You know what I like you the most? Nature Boy would be like, oh, I don't have anything. Let me find some. It's like, yeah. You're always prepared, and I respect all that right. about you. But, hey, look into my eyes.
And the love
you.
Beams go through.
I appreciate you. Are you sure you still want to kill me on?
All right. So I'm going to start this later on in the quotation because if I start it too early, you're going to get it right away. You're probably going to get it right away anyways.
I understand.
It's, you know, is it hard for you to find a movie?
It's hard for me. I mean, what?
I'm asking.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because sometimes
I think it's already 70 fucking 9 right here.
I'm fucking stuck already. And I know we started later on, but yeah. I'm like, fuck, what movie can I
We've
do?
We've had to have done like 30 or 40 fucking shows with
exactly.
movie quotes. So.
All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. Fuck you, you fucking fag with your fucking little faggy gloves. I know. You're right. I'm so sorry. I fucking hate this job. I don't want to be the one to pass judgment, decide who gets in. Shit makes me sick to my stomach. I get the runs from the stress. I know it's not because you're not hot. I would love to tap that ass. I would tear that ass up. I can't let you in because you're old as fuck for this club. You know, not for the earth. What? You old, she pregnant, can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy. I'm only allowed to let in 5% black people. He said that. That means if there's 25 people here, I get to let in 1.25 black people. So I got to hope there's a black midget in the crowd.
I got that from the first line you said. I would tear that ass up.
Yeah.
Knocked up. Yeah. That was that's a great scene.
Fucking doorman. Fucking doorman. Doorman. God, I hate that chick so much.
You do?
I fucking...
I loved her in that movie.
Despise. Kaiser, dude.
Really?
I told you I have things about girls that are bitches in movies. I hate bitches.
Did you see the movie where she shows her tits?
No, I don't think so. I don't think was that me or you?
No, that was my sub burp.
I don't think I'd want to see him.
No, dude, she is okay. I'm guessing that it was
Was it Leslie Mann?
Yeah.
Isn't she Judd Apatow's wife?
Yes. I'm guessing. I forgot what movie it was, dude. But they show her. Oh, it was that movie with isn't it Ryan Reynolds when they switch bodies with what's that dude's name? The fucking guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Isn't it Changing Bodies or something like that?
Jason Bateman. Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
They switch body. What the fuck it was? They show her in
But see,
I'm pretty sure it's photoshopped or cleaned up somehow in the movies.
Or another
if
body.
If not, okay. I think they showed her face.
Come on, they had Mila Kunis in what's that one fucking Forgetting Sarah Marshall or whatever it was.
I haven't seen that.
That's actually a pretty funny movie, man.
I had that in my queue for a DVD, Netflix.
Really? Is it still fucking on long wait?
No, I keep adding new movies and putting that down the list still. Yeah. They show her naked?
It's not so much the naked part. They show her, like, they got this bathroom scene where, like, it's a bunch of pictures of girls, like, showing their titties. Like, you know, Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
And, like, he's looking straight ahead at the urinal, and it's her. And she's got her top up. But it's, like, I was reading about it. For some reason, I have this fucking... IMDb is, like, the death of me, and it just ruins, like, all the movie magic.
Yeah.
Because I had to, like, oh, is that really her? You know, and it wasn't. It was just really a body double.
Dude, but I got it. Okay, find out on this movie.
Okay.
They show this chick topless, and she is fucking, her body looks perfect, dude.
Yeah.
Cleaned it up, though.
Money does that to a girl.
I bet, because maybe her husband was involved in that, so he probably like, I would make her look great.
He's Jew. He can afford it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't hate her. I like her.
She's a bitch, and I hate her. And she reminds me of my cousin.
Here's where you're going wrong. You don't like your cousin either. You're going wrong because you're buying into the character too much. She's a fucking actor, dude.
She
in
does
a
that
movie.
In every movie. What?
She's typecast.
What movie? I don't.
Okay. She's in Freaks and Geeks.
Until she comes out in something else that she's nice, I'm not gonna like her.
Okay, I'm telling you, she's on Freaks and Geeks, and she's nice as fuck.
I probably won't like her.
You probably won't.
I probably won't.
She's
like
only
her.
Like one episode, but she's like, super nice.
Like Mila Kunis, I didn't like her until I think maybe Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably.
I hated her in that 70s show.
Because
she was a bitch. Her.
Yeah,
that's so she did a good job.
Yeah. And like, what else? What else? I was going to say something else too. Oh yeah, that's right. The reason why I did this movie is because we, as a family, watched this in Big Bear. You know, as a family movie, and I'm like. It was the funniest thing because Babadoo's family really, when my father-in-law, when he was still alive, we were, I don't know, 23 or whatever. And he was very old school to the point where like we couldn't watch movies in the living room that had just like people, young teenagers like fooling around. Like yeah. He was like, oh no, take it off. You know, like one time he was watching this movie and what's the hot Judd girl's name? Not the big
Ashley Judd?
Yeah, not the big monster one.
Winona Judd?
But yeah. She was the one Judd chick was like he didn't know it, obviously, but they start fooling around and she like takes it all off. And he's like, oh, turns off the movie and fucking like leaves to the next room. I guess he was all embarrassed. And like I was like, oh shit, like it was a good movie, and I'm like, yeah. Oh shit. Like we were both watching it while his Babadoo was cooking. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, this movie's turning off. So literally, it would be like that. But my family, our family, the eight, like I said, my dad, he's like not too much older than me. So my aunts aren't that much older than me. So we've always been kind of able to watch those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
So while we were up in the mountains and we're watching this movie and like, you know, we got kids as young as I think like my little cousin was about 14 years old and we got everyone else. You know, like the dysfunctional family, if you've ever heard that episode.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
You know, that episode, that one part of the 40-year-old version, hey, let's watch a movie, you know, let's put on Knocked Up.
Yeah.
And that one part where they're just straight boning. And I'm like sitting back and I'm like, wow, I don't know if we should all be watching this. But to me, it wasn't weird. But Babadoo's like, wow, this is really weird right now. You know, she was totally thrown off by it.
I get that. I've seen movies with my parents in the room. It's like, oh man, no.
It's like, oh fuck, how do I hide my boner?
It's just lines you probably shouldn't cross with your parents. I don't know. You got young parents. My parents are young too, but it's still your parents. To me, it's kind of weird.
Oh no, it definitely was weird. It was more or less. I mean, you don't remember every movie or what is gonna happen exactly, but that whole part, it was kind of like, okay, so that whole part where they first bone and they're just going at it.
Yeah.
And because it goes funny, 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 and then the sexual part, and it's like, okay, do I make it weird and get up? Or, I mean, and I looked around, I'm like, well, no one else cares. You know, the parents don't care. So, and no one else is saying, close your eyes. You know, when I was younger, my aunts would be like, I'd have two aunts, close your eyes, yeah, cover your ears. You know, like that was the only thing they did. Maybe I shouldn't have been watching those movies anyways. You know, so I was like, okay, so if they don't care, why should I care? But I still feel kind of weird. But then again, not really.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let it slide. But Babadoo was like, wow, this is fucking weird. I feel weird. I feel weird. I'm going to the other room.
She left?
I think she didn't leave, but she's like, wow, this is really awkward for you, like for me. I'm like, I mean, not too much. I get where you're coming from, like a normal family would. But yeah, not us. I don't know. I always found that weird about the family. I don't find it weird that we're doing it, but I find it weird to see what other people would do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds weird.
I wish I was there. That would have been creepy.
It was it was really fucking, because like it's a wall, and it basically on one side of the wall was like the big game. It was like the huge TV with the bar and everything was right there.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the wall was like another living room with a small TV. And the wall had a fireplace in it. So it was, you know, both sides were, you know, with the fireplace. And so we're all watching the movie and they start moaning. Everyone comes like, what the hell are you guys watching? Oh, it's Knocked Up. That's a funny movie. And more people sat down.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
the moaning brought you closer together.
As a family, we watched porn.
Now here's my movie. I hope you don't get it, by the way. Well, I think you always, I always hope you don't get it.
I was going to say that. You always say that.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, I'll tell you a story of Emperor Claudius. He was betrayed by those closest to him, by his own blood. They whispered in the dark corners and went out late at night and conspired. But the Emperor Claudius knew they were up to something. He knew they were busy little bees. And one night he sat down with one of them, and he looked at her, and he said, tell me what you've been doing, busy little bee, or else I'll strike down those dearest to you. You shall watch as I bathe in their blood.
The Gladiator?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good movie. Surprised. That's still a great movie, man.
That was a great fucking scene. Yeah. And the mom's like crying. The son's like, what's going on?
That movie's good.
Was it Emperor Claudius that gave it away?
Yeah.
I knew it.
You gave out the names, yeah. That movie's...
No, Emperor Claudius was not in the movie. It was like he was telling fables about...
I thought that was the king's name.
No. His name was...
Oh, never mind then. Oh, it was... Marcus Veronius.
Marcus Aurelius.
You know Marcus Aurelius. I said I didn't know him. I said he touched me.
Yeah. He touched me once.
He's a ha.
He spoke to me once.
Yeah, that movie's fucking awesome, dude. I wish they had more of the slave fucking guy. What happens to the fucking the black dude's hair? It's just like 1 minute it's there, it's 1 minute it's not. It's like, oh, it just fell off. You know, the movie's better with him in it.
I'll meet you in another life, but not yet.
Yeah.
No, do it.
Have you seen all the fucking fuck ups in that movie?
No.
So the chariot scene in the arena, there's they didn't edit it right enough, but there's one of the chariots fucking like hits and explodes. You can see the fucking canister and the compressor just like totally in the fucking chariot.
Really?
And there's this other part, right, where where he's tending to his horses right before the war, and like behind everyone, like just like this guy's walking by with jeans on.
No way. Just,
I swear, it's the weirdest fucking thing because everyone's in character, and here comes this fucking with jeans on. YouTube it, dude. It's fucking really crazy.
I gotta watch the movie.
I love fucking watching, like, I love YouTube for that because I'll get onto these like movie fucking scripts or whatever like that, and like you find the craziest little shit in movies like that. But a Gladiator has a couple, and there's always like other movies that have couple.
Braveheart has a shitload of fuck ups.
Oh man, yeah, I remember shitload that. Of fuck yeah, ups. Braveheart had a whole bunch of them, huh?
I caught like the biggest one is when he's running in the field and he has a sword, then he's got a pickaxe, then he's got a sword again.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The continuing things. Yeah. Well, IMDb another fucking thing, dude. IMDb actually lists out the fucking spoofs and the continuity fucking errors in the movie.
Oh yeah, I have seen that.
You know what I hate about watching about movies that have like wars and shit is like I always focus on the people in the back. Like, they're barely throwing punches.
Yeah, they're not doing shit.
It's like, they're just swinging at each other. And Braveheart's one of them. Fucking Dark Knight Rises is another one. Everyone's like, totally, they're throwing punches, but no one's hitting each other.
Yeah.
Like, poof, poof. Like, it's totally, like, way off. Like, I'm assuming,
I did,
like,
dude, I did literally focus on the background of that movie when I saw it recently, and it's like, I knew it. Because I'm like, Christopher Nolan must have attention for detail where the background people are going to be really fucking going at it. Yeah. I'm like, come on. Yeah.
Why don't the directors just say, hey, you know what? I know you're probably not going to be seen in the movie, maybe way far away, but like still do. Like, I mean, how much more is it to be that you're like actually getting that much closer? Don't hit each other. I mean, if the people in the foreground are actually doing it, why can't the people in the background do it too?
Yeah.
You know, instead of just like half, hey, I got you, you know.
Probably because they're not choreographed. They're just like, all right, make movements back there.
They're just regular fuckheads.
Yeah, they don't want to like, be hitting
they're fucking
people.
Extras. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We got to make a movie.
There, you know what?
We'll focus on the background only. We get the background coordinators.
Dude, how awesome would it be to like be in a movie and like, okay, you're just going to be background. Like you're just supposed to be standing there and we like look at the camera like, Well, like, hopefully they'll never see us, and like, we'll put up like stickers of like the Danger Hour stickers, like, right on our shoulders.
Do you ever
like
watch
that?
Movies where you see people in the background and you know they're not part of the movie? They're just like watching what's going on.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Yeah. I hate, dude. Seven. Okay, remember that part where they're just driving through the street, like talking about it was right before the bus that that one dude that they find with all the air fresheners and everything like that. So they're just driving in the street, but it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that's outside, like nobody has umbrellas or anything. Everyone's just looking at this car driving by. And I'm assuming it's on the flatbed and there's like just a fucking shower head right above it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's not even raining. They made it rain.
It's not even raining.
I'm retarded. I didn't get that until you said that.
Yeah, it's not even raining outside.
It's all bright and sunny.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, everyone's in shorts.
Yeah, that's the worst when people are driving through the city and everyone's like fucking looking at the car. Like, yeah. Hey, what's that?
You ever seen the camera and the reflection of the buildings? Like the windows?
Oh, man. I hate that I can't enjoy movies anymore. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
I gotta pee.
All right.
Pee break. You gotta pee?
Yeah, can you go?
Okay, go ahead. All right, Lito, we're back. I got my fresh Dos Equis. Well, you'd have the same old Bud Light.
Booed.
Hey, while I was in the bathroom peeing, leaving myself, I was looking on my phone with one free hand.
Yeah.
I don't ever touch the same hand, okay?
Okay.
With my own pee-pee tail.
I can visualize that. Pee-pee tail.
So I saw on the Facebooks that Nuke the Fridge, which is the Comic-Con style event we went to with Super Dick and Fail, is hosting in April a cosplayer event.
I didn't see that.
We should go.
I think we should go.
Let's dress up as an ensemble.
Ensemble.
Maybe we should go as the Three Amigos.
Oh, dude, that sounds fucking awesome.
We gotta get that thing they do where like they
mariachi.
They put their, like, their hands in their waist. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Well, I haven't really thought about it, but maybe we should do that. I don't
it's
know.
A sweater. Oh goddamn! I love that movie.
I haven't seen it in a long fucking time.
My
still hold up.
My cousin Call of Duty fucking loves that movie, dude. He fucking.
I used to watch it like as a kid. Every time I saw it on, I was watching the whole thing.
He's like, it's a male painting. How can you tell? Can't you tell by his little balls? Oh yeah, that movie still holds up.
All right, I gotta watch it again. Yeah. But movies.
Okay.
Speaking of the danger movie mystery, I just saw Ted a couple days ago.
I can't wait to.
You haven't seen it?
Hear this.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
Many a time.
Overhyped. Oh, yep. No. It wasn't great. You liked it a lot?
I liked it a lot.
Everyone that I know that has seen it has been like, oh dude, it's fucking good, man.
It is.
It wasn't that good.
All right.
It wasn't that good of a movie. Be honest.
You be honest. Why do you gotta hate everything?
I don't. It was just overhyped for me when I seen it. This is what it is.
How much hype did you think it had? What do you consider to be a great movie?
Okay, I didn't expect greatness because of what it is. I expected a good, solid fucking comedy.
What do you expect a good solid comedy?
What do you mean?
What do you expect better than Ted? What with all the hype and expectation you came into the movie with, what was your bar at? What would you say the movie
I'll tell you
be
what.
Comparable to?
I'll tell you what. Dumb and Dumber, when I was a kid, people were talking like, God, it's so good. I didn't see it for a while, dude.
Uh-huh.
Because my parents... People that saw it in Glen Elder... I mean, sorry.
Glen Elder, what?
I mean, my elementary school... I forgot people don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh no, people know you now.
Yeah. So people that saw it then, we were young, dude, like in fourth, fifth grade. Like, oh man, I saw Dumb and Dumber. I'm like, you saw that? Yeah, my parents took me. And I was like, wow, I can't believe their parents took you to see them. So I never saw it for years.
It wasn't bad.
No, but I'm saying, people were like, God, it's so good. And I was like, man, I can't, I wish I could see it. When I finally saw it, it was so hyped up. It was fucking better than it was hyped.
Yeah.
That's my point. This movie, I've been hearing about it for a fucking year. Like, everyone, oh, it's good, man. Have you seen Ted? Yeah, it's fucking good. And I was like,
Do you like Family Guy, though?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you're kind of burnt out by their... I mean, it's like Family Guy.
I think they took some fucking lazy jokes.
Yeah.
They went for like the dick joke pretty lazily. I liked the whole Jamie Lynn, all that shit. That's pretty. Even though we saw it in the fucking previews, I liked it. But dude, it's like, it's a great concept. Don't get me wrong. I was entertained. I appreciated it, but it wasn't like, oh my God. They had this great concept, but they fucked it up with the formula. The same tired ass formula. The two friends, this time it was a bear. Okay, I'll give you that. The two friends with a new girl, you know? Comes between
them. I saw that coming fucking but it's before the movie even started.
Let me finish. So the two best friends, the girl comes between them. You know, the guy like, oh, you know, she wants to, you know, break off. You know, he wants to be me and her. Oh, really? There's a struggle. The guy fucks up. The other friend comes in. Give him another chance. Yeah. Okay. Then he gives him another chance. There's something bad happens with the friend where he's got to go help him. And they all wind up being in love in the end.
Yeah.
It's the same tired bullshit, dude. I was like, really, man? I expected more from Seth MacFarlane.
MacFarlane. No D.
He directed it, right?
I think
he did. Who wrote it? Did he write it?
I don't know. I don't fucking pay attention to shit like that.
I expected more, that's all.
How do you expect more from this guy though?
Because I would think he'd do Family Guy's already like pretty goddamn genius, a lot of it. I would expect if he's doing a movie it'd be even bigger.
I haven't seen a new Family Guy for a while, and
neither have I.
This is my point. This is my point. I probably have seen a Family Guy, a new one, but because the jokes are all the same, it's always like, it was like that one time that revert back to some old joke and make it current.
Yeah,
you know, that's the whole kind of styling it was, and I got that. But what I liked about this movie was Well, one, I'm a huge Flash Gordon fan, so I thought that was fucking genius.
I never knew what Flash Gordon was.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
I knew the name. I never knew what it was.
You would hate Flash Gordon, by the way. You would hate Flash Gordon. Never watch it, okay?
If you were a Flash Gordon fan, I can see how it'd be that much better for you.
Yeah.
That's a very obscure reference.
Flash jump. Ah.
No, that was funny.
So we watched it. We watched it. Me, Babadoo, and brother and sister watched it. And like I said, dude, I kind of hold my comedy is really, you know, my threshold, my bar of tolerance is really low, I guess. You know, I judge it by what other people think. And like I told you, Babadoo, she doesn't even find me funny anymore because she's like, I'm just so normal to her.
Yeah.
But when I can make her laugh, then I think, oh, wow, I got it. I finally got it. Yeah. So when she was laughing through the whole movie, I'm like, oh, wow, like she actually kind of liked it. But I mean, when I asked them about it afterwards, they're like, oh, yeah, it's funny. But I mean, it's predictable as hell,
yeah.
Which all movies are. I mean, if you think about it, there's no movie out there like, oh, wow, that was new and refreshing. But I mean, yeah, it was totally fucking like, yeah, they're friends. They're not friends. They try to work out the relationship while still being friends. They're not friends anymore, and there's no girlfriend, so he's by himself. And oh, what brings them together? I thought it was really funny what they brought with Giovanni Ribisi, though, when he's like doing that weird, awkward dance.
That was funny, but I thought that whole part of the movie was bullshit. Like, really,
it was very thrown in.
This is the enemy.
I think the enemy should have either been the. Giovanni Ribisi, or should have been just the complex story between the three of them, because it seemed like they had three little small enemies. I mean, for a little part, I thought the Ted's girlfriend was gonna be a little bit of an enemy. I thought like the two couples are gonna fight off or like break apart, and it, like, you know, most guys, you know, they fight, you know, like, have you ever had a friend like he meets a girl and like, oh, that's it, like he's always siding with his girl and like you kind of break off? I don't know if you have, but I have. Okay, I thought it was going to go that way.
I have something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was going to go like that, or I thought it was going to be the whole fucking weird guy thing, because they kept on playing on that. So I thought that was kind of cool. Or I thought it was going to be the whole girlfriend thing. It felt like it was three kind of small things.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I... And then on top of that, you had the Joe McHale's character, which I thought was kind of funny too. I think there was a lot of... I think there was too many small character dilemmas. Maybe that's what I thought.
I just didn't like...
But that's Seth MacFarlane.
The Giovanni Ribisi thing is too weird.
There's too many spontaneous shit going on. It's just like there's just too much... I mean, he's going to come out with Norah Jones and fucking sing a song? And then like... and the fucking guy gets clobbered with the fucking mic stand and he falls and breaks his neck? Like, how does that have anything to do with the fucking story?
Right.
Yeah, it was funny, you know, prank humor. But I mean, it was just too... I get what you're saying, but
the Ribisi thing, like, okay, his plan was to get the bear, take him home, and then what? That was it. And then the bear, like, you know, he wants to leave, and they start driving away in a fucking car.
I think the only reason why they brought that up was so, one, to show that Ted can rip, and I think two, at the end, to show that he finally did rip. And I mean, obviously, you got to have an end to Ted. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like every other fucking movie it's like the end in this big grand scale fucking scenario. Like, oh, we're in Fenway Park and it's a big goddamn deal. It was so dumb. And he's got to be climbing this fucking thing and the guy's chasing him. Like, come on.
I was like, why is he climbing up? Why doesn't he, if he's a stuffed bear, why doesn't he just jump?
Exactly. He's not going to die. Yeah. Though, I was like, fucking it. You had to ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. But the whole Ribisi thing, Giovanni Ribisi. I don't know, dude. The movie had a lot of potential, but it just fucked itself for me.
Like a lot of movies, man. Like I was telling you before, it's like, I think when it finally comes to like, oh shit, we're supposed to have a whole story in this movie. You know, like
there's times in the movies like the bear says something, and it's like they pause for like, oh, this is where you laugh.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
There was nothing. My wife was like, I look at her and like, this is pretty fucking lame. She's like, yeah. And I was like,
What did you think about the part where he fights the duck?
The duck.
Remember there at
the
party?
Oh, yeah. That was weird, too. Like, Really? You broke my wall. Really? And he comes in with a duck, and then what happens? Nothing happens. He leaves.
It's very fucking Seth MacFarlane, if you think about it.
Yeah,
it's,
well,
that
true.
Movie's very Seth MacFarlane, man.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
and that's his main fucking story. I'm surprised fucking the Cleveland show's still on. I mean, it's basically Family Guy but black.
I haven't even seen that show once.
I've seen it maybe once, twice, maybe thrice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was entertaining, but it's, you know what pissed me off the most? Well, I'm on my high horse.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the Redbox rental, and I clicked on the beginning, like, you know, which version do you want to see? Unrated? I'm like, fuck yeah, unrated. This is only for the other copy, not this copy. I'm like, what? I couldn't even watch the unrated version.
Why?
Redbox wouldn't let me.
Why?
You ever get movies? No, Redbox?
I've never gone through Redbox.
Never? Okay, well, sometimes it says this is a rental. This is only meant for rental, so all these special features aren't available on this disc.
Oh.
That kind of shit.
That sucks.
So it has all the options for the fucking extra. That's my fucking moment, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a mini fucking moment right now.
I don't understand how, like, you can, like, get a disc and, like, oh, no, this is. How do you program it like that?
Exactly.
That's really fucked
exactly.
up.
If you have two discs, okay, I get it. But why does it give you the option to look at the unrated, but you can't fucking choose it? So afterwards, I'm like, all right, let me try to do the special behind the scenes bullshit. Only for the other disc. This is a special purpose disc. Oh, man, you fucking dickheads. That made me mad. I really wanted to see it. The only fucking reason that I was excited about it was to watch the unrated version. I heard there's going to be so much better. A lot more crazy shit in it.
I don't know if I've seen the unrated version.
Damn it. I don't want to go buy it for that reason. That's probably their
just YouTube it.
Their process, huh?
Yeah, just
you can YouTube it?
I don't know. Just YouTube the fucking unrated parts. I know sometimes, like, on YouTube, you can find the behind the scenes or, like, the extra shots that they put in the movies. Like, the Avengers movie, I didn't buy it, but they've been releasing a lot of, making of featurettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching a lot of that lately. Kind of cool. There's always a way around. That's my moral of the story.
For free.
Free 99.
All right. Speaking of movies and disappointment, the Oscar nominations came out. You know about this, Lito?
No, I don't bother with that bullshit.
You don't like Oscars?
Nah, fuck.
You don't
no.
watch the Oscars?
I think it's all bullshit.
Well, yeah, but you don't watch it because aren't you a movie fan?
No, I don't watch the Oscars. I have nothing to do with the Oscars.
No shit?
Nothing.
It is very pretentious and fucking annoying. But for some reason, because I'm a fan of movies, I like watching it.
No, I'm out.
You never have seen one Oscars?
Nope.
Swear to God.
I've maybe come across. I've never made it a point.
I
think I've made it a point to watch the MTV Movie Awards.
That's the worst. You know what? I do watch the Oscars, and I feel the same way I do when I'm watching the fucking Rose Parade. Like, I hate watching it. I fucking despise myself for watching it. I hate what I'm looking at, but it's like at the same time, for some reason, I'm putting up with. I don't know. But the Oscars is actually better than Rose Parade. It's horrible. But the Oscars is better to me. I don't know, dude. I love movies, so I like to see.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it is all bullshit.
Well, yeah, no, I get it.
It is all bullshit.
I get why you would watch it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah. No,
this is what I don't like, is that you kind of. This is. I usually get my Oscar news from, like, the various websites that I go through, you know, like. I read that, you know, like, some of the comic book movies, they'll, like, get nominated for, like, the FX or, you know,
right.
anything. I just can't see how, like, one of the biggest, the movie that made the most money could not be in the running for, like, Best Picture, you know? I don't think Avengers is, like, running for Best Picture, right? I doubt it. Yeah, exactly.
Wait,
so you're
mad about that?
How does that not, who are these snobs to say, like, oh, no, I don't like that picture? Like, why don't they get somebody new? Why are these people judging what, like, maybe is... Okay,
Wait a minute. So you're saying... Okay, now I think you're an idiot. So you're saying you don't watch the Oscars because a movie like The Avengers that makes the most money out of the whole year is not nominated?
I don't think it's because of the money. I think if you have that many people watching it, then why wouldn't it be considered for any kind of an award? If it's considered, I think they give these.
Okay,
visual,
let me counter.
Hold on, wait a minute. I think they give these visual effect awards just because, like, Okay, well, let's throw him a bone. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Let me counter something. Let me give you a great analogy. More people eat at McDonald's than a fancy fucking classy restaurant doesn't mean McDonald's is better just because more people have eaten there.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, I have spoken.
We're talking about movies here, though.
That's the same concept.
Okay,
just because more people have seen it doesn't mean it's a better fucking film.
But this is exactly what I'm saying. The Oscar committee that's making these fucking awards and giving these awards, you might as well just call it a fucking show just so these people can give out their own awards.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing.
It's a panel of 12, or however many fuckheads.
It's not 12.
However many.
It's like thousands of people.
How many Oscar dicks are, you know, it's kind of like the Nielsen rating. They only give out those boxes to, you know, whoever it is. That doesn't mean that, you know, those people are actually judging, you know, it's not the voice of the people. That's what I'm trying to get at. These Oscar people, they're so fucking, it feels like they're a bunch of fucking hipsters, old people or fucking artists.
They're very artsy-fartsy.
Yeah, it's very artsy-fartsy.
Yeah.
So like a movie I've never heard of shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't project it like as the thing for the people if it really isn't for the people.
So you're saying if you never heard of it, it shouldn't be a winner for the
best
picture.
I've seen some of these movies and they're bullshit, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to disagree with you on that point. There's a lot of these movies that are way over our heads that we don't understand. Man. Because, dude, there are a lot of times I'll watch a movie and I'm like, I don't fucking get it. And I'll look up some guy and he'll explain shit like, oh, fuck, that does make sense. And I feel like more of a retard because there's like, there's a whole different world to film. So there's so many layers that people put into it and so many fucking undertones and all that shit you got to read into. Like, oh, that's what that meant. And a lot of fucking metaphors and a lot of fucking foreshadowing and a lot of blah, 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 blah that we don't fucking understand because we're dumb. Because all we get is, oh, explosions and knocked up. But if
sex,
if we were smart, we would get it all and we would see the art in it and appreciate it. That's a different story.
Don't you think art's only in the beholder? I mean, not everything is going to. I mean, if it really was that complicated, then why would they make it so complicated? I don't know how to explain that. But even then,
smart people.
Do you remember a couple years ago? Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say a couple years ago, but do you remember when that movie Mystic River was the biggest fucking hype? Like that one won all the awards and everything like that. That movie, it's just a crime drama.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many movies out just the same. Had Tim Robbins and Kevin Bacon, right? There was all kinds of movies that do the same thing, and I mean, why was that one considered? Because it was the it movie of that year. I mean, I think a lot of these movies are like, oh well, this one's got Oscar written all over it.
I haven't really seen that movie.
It's an okay movie. It's good. It does have drama. It does have excitement. But I mean, it's not like, oh my god, this movie. You know, and it doesn't go into like, oh the subtext, the script, the It's a movie about missing kids.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't like, oh my god, there was so much, wow, I learned so much by watching that movie. You know? I don't know. I think that's why if I was to be an Oscar judge, I would throw a big old chink in the chain.
Avengers.
What do you think is the best movie? The Hobbit.
And this year's nominations for greatest picture is Ted, the Avengers,
Winter's Bone, I mean, there, and that's the thing. I watched like the late shows, and they start making fun of all these movies that are like the movie of the year, like Winter's Bone. You know, like I can't forget that movie because of that. And like, there are all these bullshit movies. And I don't know, man. I just think they should maybe kind of at least give one out there for the fucking. In regular
isn't it the People's Choice Awards?
Nobody watched that shit.
Who nominated? I heard about this on the radio. Who nominated
I think
Twilight
I'd rather watch
Part Two or the fuck
exactly.
It was?
I think I'd rather watch the Razzies than the Oscars.
Is that a show?
I think it's something on the internet. I know you can I think remember hearing that Sandra Bullock actually did accept her Razzie.
That's
a couple
good.
Times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's if you can make fun of yourself, I fancy you a lot more.
All right, here's my Oscar nomination list.
Didn't like Heath Ledger, like you think they would have given it to him if he didn't die? I don't remember what he was going up against that year.
I would say that was a big part of it, but huge part of it. But he still did a good fucking job. Great fucking job.
We think he did a great job.
Oh, but we're not snobby guys.
Marty Fancy people. You know? We'll never
know. Fucking know. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want from me? All right, Lito, choke through this. Best Picture. Have you seen any of these movies, by the way?
Let's see.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
This is a movie?
I never heard of it either. I don't know anything about it. All right, next one. Silver Linings Playbook. I've seen previews for that with that chick from the bow and arrow chick with Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
That chick's in it. She played fucking Mystique in X-Men.
Okay.
Her? Jennifer Lawrence? She's in that movie, and it's with Bobby D. Yo, Bobby
really?
D.
Huh.
It's about fucking sports. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
I never thought it would be a fucking contender for this. I thought it was like a bullshit like comedy or whatever, you know, romantic comedy.
Huh.
But I don't know. Whatever, dude. Next one, Zero Dark 30.
That's the...
I think the Marines, right?
The SEAL Team 6, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
That one I actually do want to see.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
It's so controversial. I want to see it. Okay, next up is Lincoln.
I want to see that.
I want to see that too.
I want to see that.
Are you a fan of Daniel Day-Lewis?
I liked him in Rise of the Mohicans.
Mohicans?
Yeah. I mean, The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. You didn't like him in Gangs of New York?
Yeah, no. And that's the
no hand yeah. shall touch him. All right. How about Les Miserables?
Les Miserables.
Number 10632.
God, that was
what do you say to me?
How you see? Come on, man. How can you say that? That's a nod for Best Picture, and that fucking shit. 10362. Is that your name? Because that's not you. You know,
I am free.
What time is it? It's 3.
Aren't you Wolverine? Wrong movie. All right.
Bullshit.
Life of Pi.
I wanted to watch that, actually.
Me too. It looks pretty trippy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I've seen some crazy shit with the big tiger. That's all I know.
Yeah, we were going to go watch it. I remember it's saying something about there was something happened, and it's just a boat, and it's him, a tiger and a hyena and a fucking monkey or something like that.
Because I ruined it for me. Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read the IMDb.
I thought Life of Pi was a porno, by the way.
Could be.
Next one is, I never heard of this one. Amor. Mi amor. I don't know.
Amor.
I think it might be foreign.
Yeah.
I want to see this one. Is it Django or just Django Unchained? Django?
Django. That's what I'm hearing.
What's with the D? There's no D?
It's silent.
It's silent.
Django.
Django Unchained? Tarantino, bro, you gotta watch it.
I've heard everyone, like Denny the fuckface, he said he liked it. Mm-hmm. Everyone at work, Al, he watched it, he said he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The black guy at work, he said he liked
there's
it.
There's a black guy there?
Yeah, there's a black guy.
Huh. Token?
He's actually a fucking hipster. No. He didn't know what a hipster is, and I showed him. He's like, oh, I guess I am a hipster.
That's me.
Yeah.
Wait, but can blacks be hipsters?
Yeah, because the hip.
Maybe he's a hip hopster. Yeah. Sorry. Last one is Argo. I want to watch that one. Ben Affleck has a horrible fucking beard in the movie.
Haircut. I can see watching that, like, on if it ever comes out to Netflix and like, nothing else is on, maybe I'll watch it. You know, maybe.
I got more of a need to watch that one.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Not me.
It seems like it's good. All right, Best Actor. Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
I'm pretty sure he did a good job in that one.
Yeah. Four score. 7 years ago. Am I Irish now?
If he had as much conviction or more as he did when he was a fucking patriot, or what was he?
A patriot.
Not the patriot. When he was a Kings of New York. What did they call themselves?
Bill the Butcher? The Natives.
The Natives, yes. Yeah. Well, he had that much fucking compassion. I'm pretty sure he did a great job. And if he had a beard.
And I can't believe this one. Denzel Washington for really? Flight.
I wanted to see that movie, man.
Me too. Peter's like, Peter. He said, it's pretty good. You should watch it. The chick shows her tits in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Fucking Peter.
Is it the chick from that show with Taco? What's it called? The League?
The League.
Isn't that her?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. He's love that fucking
shows
show.
Shows her tits in the movie.
That's what he said.
The League.
Pretty hot. Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
I'm free.
Is that movie out?
Wolverine. Yeah, it's out.
It's only been out for
Christmas
a little while.
Day.
So how can it be a contender for... It's only been out for a month.
So?
How come there's been movies that... You see, that's another fucking thing.
They do that shit on purpose, though, man. They release them around this time for Oscar consideration.
Oh, God, I fucking hate that. I fucking hate the Oscars so much. This movie's a really great movie. It's been out for a month. We never know how
what
it's
does it matter how long it's been out for?
We don't know how it's
what
gonna
does it matter how long it's been out for?
You don't know how... I mean...
What does it matter how long it's been out for?
That's it. It's only going to matter to those fucking... judges of the Oscars.
It's not about how long it's been out.
Sit in on one of these fucking...
It's not about how long it's been out and how many people like it or how much money it's made. It's about how good is the fucking movie.
Oscar people,
I'm playing devil's advocate, by the way.
Hire me. Please hire me. Okay?
Oh, yeah. If they hire you, Transformers. Dark of the Moon. Best Picture.
And the nominees for Best Actor, Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne The
something.
Rock Johnson.
What was he in? For Tooth Fairy.
And Seth MacFarlane for Ted.
Oh, my God. Bradley Cooper. Who saw that coming?
Really?
For Silver Linings Playbook. I don't know. And the last one. The Busy Little Bee. Joaquin Phoenix or The Master. What the fuck is The Master?
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
I don't know.
I wanted to watch that movie where he put on that fucking disguise. I'm not there.
Yeah.
For the whole couple years. That shit was funny, man. Him on David Letterman. That's a good piece of work right there.
I seriously thought he lost his shit. And he was just going nuts.
When he's like, I want to be a rapper. Or...
He was, though.
Yeah. And did you see the video where he falls off the stage? Oh, man.
Once I found out that it was all bullshit, I'm like, this guy's great. He's the best of all time now.
I want to watch that movie.
All right. Next up is Best Actress. Naomi Watts. You like her?
Isn't she the chick from The Ring? Is
yes,
that her?
That's okay. Her. The Impossible.
Yeah.
Never this one, like a flood comes or something and wipes everything out. She's I don't know. She's kind of hot, but she looks like she has something in her bottom lips, right? She got something stuffed in her fucking lip, like chew.
She's like the new Nicole Kidman.
The new
new Nicole Kidman.
Love what you did there. Next up is I think the chick is hot, dude. I like this girl a lot, dude. She's not like super hot, but there's something about her like I'm like fuck yeah.
Jazz
the X Factor. Jessica Chastain.
Who is she?
In Zero Dark Thirty, the redhead chick. You know who that is?
Let me IMDb it.
She was in The Help. She was that Richie snobby girl. No, she wasn't really snobby. The rich girl that wanted like to be taught how to cook.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But you know what? She looked way better in that movie. She doesn't look like that in real life. I mean, in real life. In other movies. She looks more like
you've
homely.
You've seen her before?
Dude, I've seen like a bunch of movies. She was
Jessica
in that
Chastain.
She was in that movie with Tom Hardy and fucking Shia LaBeouf. That was a good movie.
Lawless.
That was a good fucking.
That was
movie.
A good movie. I like that movie. I didn't think you'd like
she
it.
She was in that one.
She's gonna be in that movie.
Shorter her movies.
Mama. Yeah,
she's in Mama.
She's gonna be in Mama.
No shit.
Yeah. If
Guillermo del Toro.
If the wifey doesn't want to go see it, we can.
She doesn't want to. I will see it with you
together.
I'm down.
That's her.
I like that girl, dude.
Okay. I can fancy her. Yeah. I liked her in Lawless.
Oh, yeah.
I like when she got beat up.
She's like I said, and sometimes she's not that hot, but there's something about her. Like, she,
mm-hmm.
ugh. I would do things for her.
X Factor chick right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. For Zero Dark 30.
Okay.
And, oh, I don't know what this is. Emmanuel Riva.
Emmanuel Riva.
For Amor. I don't know. That must be like a French movie.
Amor? I didn't know the Spanish
Amor.
Word.
Amor. Mi amor. Is that Spanish? Am I dumb?
Yes. Oh. You're talking about this?
Is it French or Spanish?
What would you say your name was? Emmanuel.
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 Riva. Riva. Mi amor. That is Spanish. Wait, is it? Or is it French too?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Okay, I got her. Oh, amor with the O-U. Okay. Oh, she's an old lady.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Oh yeah, I heard about her. She's the oldest one to ever be nominated.
She's a gilf.
She's like 80. She's a good gilf.
Yeah,
great grandma. Oh yeah, she's old as fuck.
Oh yeah, I knocked the dentures out of her mouth. You old with my penis.
You old as fuck. All right, I think she's the oldest one, and the next girl I have here is the youngest one to ever be nominated, ever. Her name is Quivenjun Wallace from Beast of the Southern Wild. Little black chick. Nine years old.
The Southern Wild. What is that? I'm bringing it up on IMDb. See, a name that cool has to sound like it's cool, but it's... Here's the description right here. Faced with both her hot-tempered father's fading health and melting ice caps that flood her ramshackle bayou community and unleash ancient Uruks.
I'm done.
6-year-old hush puppy must learn the way of courage and love. What do you get by that?
Oh! That's what I can't pinky up.
Hashtag see, pinky up. IMDb gives it a 7.5. It's a drama fantasy movie, and her name is Convention.
Yeah.
Wallace.
What does Rotten Tomatoes give it?
Metascore gives it an 86. I don't know.
While you're looking that up, I will say the last one. That's Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook.
Let's see.
Jennifer Lawrence, of course, is from The Hunger Games. She plays the faint girl. She shoots bows and arrows.
I haven't seen Hunger Games yet.
Really?
Doesn't interest me at all.
She plays Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence was also in Winter's Bone.
Was she?
Yes.
Nice.
She's in
It All Comes
The
Back
Hunger
Around.
Games, X-Men First Class, Silver Linings Playbook, and Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone. Winter's Bone 2, get more winter boned.
Winter's Bone 3, drinking tequila
while getting winter boned. All right, I'm done with that. And now it's time for
UFC. Finish him.
Ow!
Ultimate Point is commentating.
Hey.
All right. And now we're joined by... Oh, no, he's not even here.
Oh.
Fuentes is not here. We're doing the Ultimate Point is commentating anyway. Because I thought it was necessary, Lito.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The show must...
Go on.
Thank you. Guest boy cannot be here. Point this. And so we're going to go with it. Lito.
Yes.
Did you watch Dos Santos versus Velasquez 2?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about that?
Ah, good fight.
Was it good?
It's good.
Yeah.
It was a one-sided affair that had Cain Velasquez retain and become the new undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. You know what? I think that Junior Dos Santos just fucking hit him right the first time.
Wait, is it true Cain was hurt the first time they fought?
They said they were both fucking hurt the first time.
They were
fight.
Both hurt?
Yeah. Junior Dos Santos wanted to roll around with it. Junior Dos Santos has this newfound... he thinks because he's a Brazilian, he thinks he can roll with everybody. I don't think people that big should be fucking trying for submissions. Just because I think if you're built like a Sasquatch, you probably shouldn't be, you know, on your back.
Yeah.
But I think he said that he was hurt. So he wanted to try to roll with Cain Velasquez because Cain Velasquez is a natural wrestler. So I think he wanted to roll with him, but he hurt a rib or something. So he said he wanted to finish him off really fast. So I think with the first fight, he hit him in the back of the head or on the side of the head. I think he fucking fucked his equilibrium up. You can't do anything about it. So he goes down and obviously he dominates from the top. He just, Cain didn't really look like he wanted any of it the first time. The second fight, you could tell Cain was like, that's it. That fucking belt in your ass is mine. Did you watch the fight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the fight?
Yeah.
I think Junior Dos Santos didn't have an answer for him. I mean, I thought it was great tactics. Punch, punch, punch in the face.
In the face.
In the face. Punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Stuff him. Take him down. Punch him in the face some more. And repeat.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking brilliant. I mean, what better way to stay away from a power hand like that and not repeat what you did last time than to fucking get in his face while punching him in the face and take him down? You know, it was fucking
in my opinion, he dominated every fucking round.
Every round. You saw the fucking pictures of Junior Dos Santos after, right?
Round by round.
Did you see? Oh, God. Yeah,
that was so funny.
He looked like the Elephant Man afterwards. Like, he's totally derped up, man. And Cain Velasquez, there was pictures like he was partying after the fucking fight. Like, I think he had like a fucking little cut above his left eye.
Oh, yeah.
But that was it. Yeah, man. But I got to give it to Junior Dos Santos. That fucker did not go down.
Yeah.
He should have. Any other guy would have been out.
What'd you think about after the fight when they're like, boo, why you do that? Why you do that?
Yeah.
It was, and Joe Rogan's like, hey, come on, everyone give Dos Santos some love.
You know what? I didn't watch the after fights because by that time we were already like fucking doing like shots and stuff.
Oh, no, I didn't. You know what? I didn't hear it because I was in a restaurant / bar. I was in fucking Buffalo Wild Wings.
Or BWW.
And so... So you couldn't hear shit anyway because it's so loud in there. But I looked it up online, like the after commentary, because I heard people saying like, oh, man, they're booing him. And he's like, why you do that?
Why you boo me? Come on.
It was kind of sad. He's like, why you do that? Why they do that? Who cares?
A lot of people could probably say like, oh, he didn't try or anything like that. But I mean, when you got a big motherfucker on you.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think he threw the fight to have a round 3?
Oh, fuck no.
No?
No,
the money would say so.
No, all money would say so. Yeah. But I don't think UFC has been corrupted yet. Because this is why, I think there's way too many people that could do this job. That you wouldn't want to risk your spot on the roster. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if like. Because people could call bullshit right away nowadays. There's too many fucking fans and there's too many people DVRing and spotting every piece of spot to make sure that this isn't fake at all.
Yeah.
And that domination, I think Junior Dos Santos, he's young still. I think the first fight should have been Cain's too. I just think that, you know.
You're lucky.
He got lucky. That's all it is. It's the luck of the punch. I think maybe a third fight will finally resolve any kind of issues, but I don't think it'll do anything to like help the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like boxing, fucking, they're saying that Pacquiao and the other fuckface are gonna have another fight. How many fucking fights do you need?
One.
Yeah, Juan Marquez.
Yeah,
how many fights do you need? So,
well, it's gonna be 2 out of 3, right?
like you said,
could be that one. Boxing might be different, but UFC, there could be that one fight where there's a lucky punch.
Yeah.
You got me.
That was the first time. Yeah. This time was a total domination. This time was such a fucking domination that I don't see that. I don't see the third one going any different.
No, this fight should have proved who's a better fighter.
Yeah.
It should have, right?
It did. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you know your stuff, but.
I don't.
There was a fight with Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard not too long ago. Not Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard. It was. Him and BJ Penn. It was the
Who
same.
Who and BJ Penn?
Frankie Edgar and BJ Penn.
Okay.
When they fought, Frankie Edgar fought him for the belt, and he destroyed him. The second fight, the rematch, the one that BJ Penn wanted, you're not going to change that much that you're going to learn his fucking. You're still going to get beat by the same person. I think just some fighters have other people's fucking names. I think they have their fucking their cards, as you say. You know.
Yeah.
I think they just have their fucking
got your card, bro.
Yeah, I got your card. You know.
Yeah. So you think there's going to be a third fight, right?
There has to be a third
Who's
fight.
Who's taking it? Kane, right?
Kane, for sure. I don't think there's any other contenders right now for the heavyweight belt.
You saw the whole fight, right? The whole card, I mean? The whole card?
Yeah.
Did you watch what did you think about this guy named Eric Perez with his fucking luchador mask?
That's cool.
You liked it?
I fucking like that. Oh,
they're all wearing the masks?
Yeah. That guy's
come on. And like I said, I didn't hear the fucking interviews afterwards in the bar, but I watched them actually today on YouTube just to prepare.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. He was such an accent, dude. He's like,
oh, yeah, man.
Oh, it was a cool fight.
You know, I just want to thank all my fans. Yeah.
There's going to
be a party at the taco place later.
What did he say? The word he said? Fucking A. He said a word that was like way off. It wasn't even close to being English. shit. I forgot what it was, dude. He's like, prepare for the future or something. Or focus. Oh, yeah, focused. Yeah, I got to be focused. It was just funny to hear him like talking like that. Like,
yeah.
Like the way you always make your Mexican accent, that's how he sounded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy, you know what? That guy has a lot of fucking talent, man. They're already fucking putting him on the road to the fucking belt. That guy's got like, he's like 4-0 with stoppages in all the first rounds. So they're grooming him to be a contender coming up.
Nice. And he's Mexican, so you like that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's all right, what about good. Jim Miller versus, I might get this name wrong,
Joe Lozon.
Oh, Lozon.
Lozon, yeah.
That was a good bloodbath.
That was a bloodbath,
dude,
man.
Jim Miller impressed the fuck out of me in the first round when he came out like a maniac.
He had to.
Aggressive as fuck.
He had to.
I was like, who is this guy? And I remember seeing him before. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not like with a sports guy. I'm not like the fucking fact guy. Yeah. I don't know anything about anything, but I know I've seen him before. And I know I liked watching him. And this dude is awesome to watch.
Yeah.
He's a great fucking fighter to watch.
This fight was built as the jiu-jitsu fighters' dream, because these two guys like to roll. They like to fucking go on the ground and hurt and punish and everything like that. Jim Miller, he was a former contender for the belt. And, just like with anything we say, all it takes is, a couple losses and you're back trying to get back up on a ladder, and that's what he was. He lost two fights, and this was his third fight, and he had to win this one, so he had urgency. Joe Lozon needed a win because he hasn't gotten to the top of the echelon yet, so by winning this fight, he probably would have had maybe two more fights before he became a number one contender.
Mm-hmm.
So this fight was really great for the fans, just because it was great for a fighter fan, and it was great for the fan that wants to see two guys go at it.
Yeah.
And they did. It was a really great fight, and that one elbow just fucking throws the chink in the chain, and boom, that's it. His face is having a period.
The guy was all about his elbows for the first round. It was a great fucking fight.
Yeah,
it went the distance, right?
Yeah,
from what I believe.
Went the distance.
And they were, so much blood. The guy was like, had to have been falling over after the fight, because he's all his blows on the fucking mat.
Oh, man.
It was all out.
For sure. He went and he visited the.
Do you remember the part where they zoomed in, like where he's like, they're on the floor fucking around? Is his blood spraying out of his fucking face?
Yeah, no, I saw that, yeah. For sure, he went to the closest, Red Cross hospital and tried to get some fucking donations.
Got a transplant.
Exactly, man.
What do they call that? A blood transfusion?
The transfusion, yeah. But that was fucking horrible, man. And both guys, they had so much fucking blood on them, man. It looked like both of them were fucked up.
Yeah, it was like warriors.
Determination.
That fight
man.
Was worth the whole card, in my opinion. That was a great fucking fight.
I was reading that fight took Fight of the Year award.
No shit?
Yeah. And that's a good one to go with, because, I mean, one, you got this guy, he's bleeding to death almost. I mean, any human, he's bleeding to death.
It's like a girl,
Exactly.
You don't die.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unholy.
This motherfucker's fucking spraying blood everywhere he goes. He's got someone on top of him, and he's fighting back. And how many times did he almost catch him at the end with a fucking leg lock?
Oh, that was
or
nice.
Or a fucking,
that was close.
There was a couple times where he almost fucking had it. Imagine that if you came back from that.
He did that fancy shit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, he's going to take him. And then, oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. This. See, I if there, and that's the thing, if there wasn't all that blood and he wasn't all slippery and everything like that, he probably would have had him.
Yeah.
So that was a good one.
Okay, just to recap, you had Cain Velasquez before the fight even had.
Yeah.
You had him in your.
I had Cain Velasquez for the win. I had Joe Lozon for the win. I didn't get that one. I could probably go back to my Facebooks if you want to edit this and see what's.
That's all right. And the Perez one, you had him?
Yeah, I like Perez a lot.
The rest I don't fucking know. I don't remember those, but who cares? Here we go with the future, Lito.
Yeah.
Who do you pick in Aldo versus Edgar?
Ooh, that's going to be a good one right there. I think Aldo's a great old school fighter. I mean, I'm not Aldo. I think Edgar's a great old school fighter. I think he's known for his wrestling. He does have hands, but he's not going to knock anybody out. I see Aldo going in and just destroying this guy, though. I think Edgar's going to be bigger than him, but the only way he's going to win is if he can fucking pin him down.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Aldo is just too fucking, he's too wily, he's too scrawly.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to fucking catch
him. Do you remember Josie?
I heard that episode.
You weren't on the show. All right. So Josie, who was actually Jose, was in a cab one time with someone. Did he say that in the show?
I don't remember.
Where he's like, he sees the cab driver's fucking card and his name's Jose. And he goes, oh, my name's Jose too. No, my name's Jose. He's all offended. Awesome. So now every time I think of Jose, I think of that fucking story.
Jose.
No, it's Jose.
I think you told me that. I'm like, oh, that guy, Jose Aldo. No, Jose Aldo. But I think he's...
So you're taking Aldo.
I'm taking Aldo just because he's one of the pound per pound best fighters.
Let me ask you a question.
At that weight division.
How are your statistics for picking fights?
I'm usually pretty... I'm usually over 50%. I say that because I'm guessing like a whole card.
I mean the main events.
I usually get them right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think... More or less.
Even though that's very vague, I will accept it.
Yeah.
I have nothing to back it up.
It's not to be vague because the thing is, you know what? Even the better fighter can lose.
Right.
And with this.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, it's true because I don't think on this one is going to be that kind of situation because the last time Jose Aldo fought, he was almost getting out wrestled, but what happened was such a fucking fluke that it'll probably never happen again. But I think with that kind of experience, I mean, the last time he fought was against Chad Mendes, which is another fucking natural born wrestler. He tried to take him down. He fucking missed. So he turned around and he did this where Chad Mendes went for another shoot, another takedown. And Jose Aldo did his fucking jumping knee and he fucking kicked him in the face. He kneed him in the face. Like it was almost like you couldn't have planned it anymore. But Jose Aldo looked like it was. Instinct,
yeah,
rather than a plan,
yeah,
and like you can never see anything like this, and it was just like, wow, this motherfucker, like that shit's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, he's got fucking crazy speed. He's got crazy legs. He's got, you know, he's beating everybody already, and he's a big motherfucker too. I mean, he's a small guy, but he's beating bigger guys than him. So
yeah,
that's why they're calling it the first super fight, because. You got this guy that's been established as a main contender. He's been a champion, Frankie Edgar. And now you got this new breed fighter that's considered the pound for pound top. And now they're finally coming together. Super and fights.
Only one will leave the Octagon. Yeah. And then we'll be killed.
Two right. Men enter, one man leave.
And next up we got Rousey versus Carmoche. Is that what it say?
Carmouche.
Carmouche?
Yeah, Carmouche.
Carmouche. Liz Carmouche. She one of my Italians. Carmouche.
I was reading she's the first open gay fighter.
She's gay?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ronda Rousey's going to take her arm and break it off.
You think so?
Fuck yeah.
This is it what's her name? Carmouche.
Liz Carmouche.
Labouf.
Carmouche.
Labouf and Carmouche.
I want to hear like that. Carmouche.
She looks like an ugly GSP to me.
Most of these girls look like an ugly something. Yeah.
So you think Rousey's got it? That's the whole what do you call that?
I like Rousey a lot, dude. She. How are you gonna say that every fight?
I'm gonna take her arm.
How do you say that? She's gonna say yeah, I'm going to take your arm. And she does. That fucking
arm. She's like the Babe Ruth of fighting.
That arm bar is not easy to do, especially when you have people, when your opponent knows that you're going to try for it and you still get it.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. That's some talent right there.
Is she hot?
There's pictures where she is hot, but you know, pictures.
Yeah, I've already seen that. I've already looked. Yeah. I just want to see what you'd say.
Pictures.
Sometimes she looks a little weird. Sometimes she's like a little attractive.
Look a little weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's like, you know, she did that ESPN body issue.
Oh yeah.
Wowzers. But
Photoshop.
Her, you know, her Instagram's like, you know,
Instagramsies.
Yeah, the Instagrams. There's a lot of good fights coming up, man.
Isn't Rousey the favorite?
Well, yeah, she's the champion.
Yeah, right. Enough of that.
First ever female champion.
So we will talk back about this on another episode of UFC. Ultimate Fuentes commentating. Without Fuentes.
Sans Fuentes.
Yeah. All right, Lito. Let's go on and do the...
I fancy that.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's... I fancy that.
Fancy.
Fancy.
Lido? What do you fancy?
I fancy my narcissism.
I believe you.
Not to be self-pretentious, but I fancy all of my family using the words that, you know, not to be too narcissistic,
oh boy,
but all the words that we've made up, I've made up. You know what's funny, man? Christmas, New Year's, we've, you know, I've told you before, you know, I've got people saying, oh, I fancy that.
Yeah.
And you got
who
people.
Who made that up?
I think you did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you. But I got people saying, like a bitch.
Okay.
To fucking everything. Like, I think my dad the other day, he's like, oh, look at that. Here's the part I did.
Just to
like,
clear things up.
Yeah.
I said that first, but you coined it.
Yeah. Okay. Well. You may have named the Beatles, but I made them what they are.
I would allow it.
All right. So
your dad said like a bitch?
No, yeah, he did.
Did he say it like with the Lido enthusiasm? Hold on. The Lido enthusiasm?
Like a bitch.
Yeah. Did he say it like
no,
that?
No, he did it. He's my fucking godson. Oh, god damn it. My aunt tells my godson to go get a purse. He's like, look at that, like a bitch, right? And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm all, Jacob, put that purse down now. He's a six-year-old little boy. He's like, what? What? And I'm like, you never hold purses ever again. And I'm scolding and And, oh, man, I got, like, you know, I got people sending me pictures of like a bitch so I can do guests. Like, I don't know why. They don't put them up themselves.
Yeah.
But, like, they'll send me pictures. Put this one up. You know, like, I got Chippy, my sister. I got a picture from her I got to put up at Disneyland. I got Carnitas. He puts them up on his Instagrams. Babadoo, she'll send me pictures. There's been a couple other people, like Babadoo's friend, Yoli. She's the one that sent me the unicorn.
The unicorn.
I don't remember if you saw that picture. The unicorn like a bitch. Two men in the same picture.
Oh.
Like a bitch.
I did see that.
And that one was a good one. That one was a good one.
Okay.
So I fancy the nobodies. I mean, the normal people.
Nobodies.
The civilians.
The regulars.
Using our
danger lingo.
Vernacular. Yeah. I fancy that.
That is pretty pretentious of you.
Yeah. Vernacular, is that a word?
I don't know. Isn't that binocular? What?
I fancy people using our binoculars.
I was writing the show up today, and I got to the fancy moment, and I had nothing on my phone. I was like, oh shit, I'm out. So I had to come up with something. So I give you some bullshit this week, people, because I'm all out. I've been trying to eat better recently, starting 2013. I had this fucking, I won't call it a, what do you call that shit? The New Year's, resolution, I won't call it that.
Yeah.
More of like a plan. Because for the Christmas break and the New Year's break,
I was eating like shit, like eating a bunch of fucking shit, more than usual. Like, I wasn't a health guy before,
yeah,
but I was eating more, like excessively more shit. And so, like, I was like, oh man, I gotta do better than this. And recently, well, since the new year, we've been trying to do better, which we have been. And my wife has been making, I mean, when you think of health food, you think of shitty fucking, ugh, that's yeah. gross. It tastes like nothing. It's blah, it's bland. And my wife has been fucking knocking it out of the park. She's been doing it. So what I fancy is healthy food that tastes fucking good as shit.
Oh, yeah.
She made tilapia. That's fish.
Fish is good, dude.
It is.
Really good
if
fish.
If you do it right, though.
Fish done right.
If it, that's if it what smells that's too what fishy, eh. Yeah. So she makes this tilapia. Or even like I'll buy salmon too at times.
Yeah, salmon's
like
salmon? Really good. Yeah. Sounds
and
really
she made brown rice and do you like broccoli?
Not a broccoli person.
Yeah,
I like the flavor.
Not many people are.
No, I know Babadoo's gonna call me out. I fucking hate broccoli. You know what's funny? I there's a lot of vegetables I don't like, but like fajitas, you know, like all that flavor
yeah.
melted into the chicken.
Yeah,
tastes good. But I'll put all that shit to the side.
The onions and the peppers?
Yeah, I'll just eat the chicken. But all that other bullshit. I'll have her. She'll be like, do you want me to, like, should I make it with all this stuff? Or you're just going to put it to the side? No. That's going to give it flavor. But fuck all that bullshit when I actually eat it.
You said, but fuck.
Yeah. Oh.
As you were. So you like the flavor of peppers and onions, but you won't eat them.
That is correct.
That's weird, right?
Yes.
I don't like tomatoes, good, but man. I like ketchup. I don't like onions, but I like Funyuns.
Dude.
It's all a mental thing.
You're missing
out. I think if I actually tried
it. It is.
It is a mental thing. I don't like I get weirded out by textures and consistencies.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that's got a snap and a squish.
A snap? Like a crunch?
Yeah, like you know, like the
funyuns
you know,
have a crunch.
You know one thing. You know one thing I'll never like onions.
That's funyuns.
No. Well, no, I'm saying one thing I'll never like is onions.
What if they're like caramelized?
Never.
How do you know?
Never. I just never liked them, even when I was little. See, the thing, like I was telling you before, my dad, whenever we'd go to somewhere to eat, like mm-hmm. a burger place, like McDougal's, I'd ask, like, oh, let me get a cheeseburger. And, like, make sure you get a ketchup only. Oh, no, like, I'm not doing that. Like, you know, my dad, it was too much for him to tell the fuckhead behind the register. No, my son, too much for him to make his son happy.
Yeah.
You know, instead of picking all this bullshit ass onions out. Because they're little tiny fucking onions, right? Yeah. So when I'd, like, try to scrape all that bullshit off, there'd always be, like, maybe one or two. Just the fucking bite of it. Just like that, when you bake, take that bite and that, you know, like, oh, that's not cheese, that's not burger, that's not ketchup.
I was the same as a kid, but when I was, dude, it took me a while. No. My family was not the family that explored a lot of flavors and shit. They were pretty fucking basic. When I got with my wife, girlfriend at the time, her parents would cook all kinds of shit, and I'd be like, I don't know about that. And then I'd try it, and I'm like, holy fuck, it's awesome. It's great. Yeah. I became reborn. That's all you gotta do, man. You know what? I'm gonna shove something down your throat. Besides me,
again,
it's gonna be onions.
No, never. It'll never happen, dude.
What about some broccoli?
I'd rather eat broccoli.
Yeah,
you know broccoli.
It's not
what,
bad.
What part's the good part? The actual bush or the fucking stem? Because the stem I don't like.
I think the stem's probably better for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure
the whole fucking thing
is
better for you.
I think whatever is not the best tasting is probably better for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, right?
So my wife made this. She's been making some good fucking meals lately. And the last one was when Nick and Nat came over. When she fucking insulted my Nazi
Nick
neighbor.
Nick and
Nat! When she insulted my Nazi neighbor. She made tilapia and that brown
tilapia!
Rice.
Tilapia! With a side of tequila.
And the brown rice and the broccoli. And it was fucking amazing. It tasted great.
Yeah.
And what else did she make recently? Do you care?
Have you ever had like lemon pepper chicken?
Yeah. Actually, she made that like the day after.
Yeah.
Lemon chicken. Actually, you like salad?
Yeah.
Okay. So she'll grill, like, I'll call her from work, like, hey, I'm coming home.
She'll grill lettuce.
Can you grill some chicken?
Oh,
so when I come home, you know, we have that fucking grilling thing, that like George Foreman type style thing. So we'll grill the chicken, you'll chop it up, put it in with the fucking lettuce and, you know, onions. You don't like all that shit, but onions, peppers, tomatoes, all that shit.
Make a chicken salad.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. You know who has great dressings? Fresh and Easy. Great.
Do you ever get
dressings.
Paul Newman's dressings?
No. I'm not fancy. It's ranch or Caesar for me.
Well, Paul, hold on. Paul Newman makes the Caesar.
No.
No.
Fresh and Easy has the best Caesar salad dressing anywhere.
Well, that's not very healthy for you. I'm talking about something like maybe like fat-free Italian.
See, but the thing is, the Fresh and Easy isn't that bad though. Because when I was doing that cleanse last year with the no chicken or no meat, that's what we were fucking, that's what I was using, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about eating fat-free and gluten-free and calorie-free. It's about watching calories.
It's about portion control.
It's about portion control. You know, you can eat anything you want, you know, sister.
And moderation.
Moderation.
Yeah.
And great exercise. I'm going to do that shit earlier this year too, dude.
What?
The fucking portion control or the no red meat, no soda.
Oh, I'm off of soda.
I got to get off soda.
Yeah.
Soda.
I'd be craving soda for a while. Like every now and then I would crave it, but no. You know, once I heard my fucking work speech about how fucked up it does to you, it kind of like just like, I don't want that shit no more.
See, things like that don't scare me because most, I don't care about things.
I get it.
That's
why I drink.
Yeah.
I can't give up the booze though.
Exactly. It's hard, but the thing is like, I know I can do it. I just need to start at a point.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, oh, I'll start New Year's. No one does that. I was like, I intentionally didn't do it just because I didn't want to be another statistic.
Dude, so I didn't say anything. I've started New Year's until Super Dicks when we had In-N-Out that night. Yeah. That's when I broke it. But besides that, I've been eating healthy since New Year's.
I knew I was going to go on vacation and like, my dad prepared the menu and is like, first night, oh, we're making fucking double cheeseburgers and shit, you know? So I was like, all right, that's not going to happen. So this weekend, like, everyone's coming over, like, tomorrow. So I was like, all right, Monday. I'm like, you know when you have a plan for the next couple weekends, people are coming over, it's always the worst when people are coming over because that's when, like, my mother-in-law makes the best shit. So I was like, all right, that's going to be fucking final meal. And that's it. And the thing is it's so hard eating healthy when my mother-in-law gets a hold of the kitchen first.
Yeah.
Because what happens if Babadoo doesn't cook, there's no point in making two dinners. So if Babadoo doesn't cook or she doesn't get home early enough, my mother-in-law will cook and like everything's fucking like bomb, like with like, you know, bad stuff. Like the stuff you're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's fucking hard.
It's hard.
It's really fucking hard.
Yeah.
No, it's the hardest thing you'll ever fucking have to do. Is make the decision to like, all right, I'm gonna go straight now.
Yeah.
That's why my fancy is healthy food that tastes fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Because it's so fucking hard that it's like, oh shit, this tastes good. Yeah.
There's some stuff out there that's really good.
Yeah. You just gotta find it.
Just gotta find it. Yeah. You just gotta find it. That's all it is.
So once again, healthy food that tastes good. I fancy that.
You ever had turkey burgers?
Yeah.
Turkey burgers fucking do the job.
That's what we normally eat. We don't usually get the beef ones anymore. I mean, even though they're fucking way better tasting, but they do taste good. The burgers. Yeah. All it takes is how you fucking marinate
how you
them.
Prepare
or, yeah.
How you make it, how you prepare it, how you
not even marinating it. How you season them. That's it. Salt them up.
Fucking cake them on with cheese and shit.
Did Jordy go fancy?
Yeah, I did my fancy.
Okay.
I fancy being self-pretentious and
that's right.
Everybody copying us.
So now it's time for the dark side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Fuck you! Lito, what do you have for us?
I'm going to lay it on you, baby doll.
Nice and hard and large.
Hard and large. Look at that.
Hard and large. Look at that.
My fucking moment. Let me let me go ahead and play it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just go along with this. Okay.
Okay. That's what you always say to me at night.
Yeah.
And I go, okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, just put it in your mouth. Just put it in your mouth.
Just go along just with it.
All right. So I'm calling you.
Yes.
Okay? Ring, 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 ring.
Am I answering now?
Yes.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Oh, I forgot to mention that you're a sales associate at a job. Okay.
What?
You work somewhere and I need a phone number from you. Okay. Just say you work at McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Any more rings?
Ring.
I don't ever answer on the first ring.
Okay, Tyler Durden. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
McDonald's, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. How's it going? Yeah. I was wondering, what time are you guys open until?
12 o'clock.
Okay. Do you guys have the number for the one that's down the street somewhere?
No, I don't. No, we don't. I'm sorry.
Are you sure? Because I need that number. I'm pretty sure you have that number.
I'm sorry. You can look it up online if you want to.
Okay, that's one point. That's one point. But say yes. This is the fucky moment.
Say yes what?
Say yes, I do have the number.
Okay, ask me again.
Do you guys have the number to the store down the street?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, can you go ahead and give that to me?
Yes, I will. It's 555.
Oh, hold on. I need to get a pen and a pencil.
Okay.
And a piece of paper.
That's fine.
And waste your time because I called up asking for the fucking number.
Okay, hold on.
And I'm going into my fucking moment now.
I'm on the phone. I can't make burgers right now. Hold on. I'm on the phone. Hold on. What was that?
Now I'm going into my rant. My fucking moment is the people who call up and ask for a fucking number and they're not fucking ready. How are you going to call me up and ask me for a fucking number? And all right, here it is. I got the number.
Oh, hold on. Let me get a pen.
You should be fucking ready.
That's a good one.
You should be fucking ready.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. It's 877-55. Wait. I wasn't ready. Fuck you. Fuck you. You should be goddamn ready.
That's pretty dumb.
You should be goddamn ready.
Why can't they look it up online?
That's my other fucking point. Everybody.
Listen, everyone else look it up online?
Everybody in the fucking world has a goddamn smartphone or a goddamn computer.
Yeah.
It's not like it's goddamn new fucking technology. The other day, me and Babadoo was mean fancy and shopping around. Hey, Babadoo, where would you like to have for dinner? Oh, I don't know. Why don't we use our smartphones and see what's around?
Yeah.
So, little beep, 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 boop, boop, doop, beep, 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 beep. There it goes. Here's a restaurant. I got the phone number. I got the address. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, what time are you open till? Boop, boop, doop, boop. Oh, it's down the street.
Beep, 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 beep.
And that's it.
It's my favorite part
and
of the story.
And that's it. And that's it. That's all you need to fucking do.
Yeah.
So my fucking moment is to you.
Me?
The consumer.
Oh.
The consumer.
Not me.
I can fuck you moment later too.
Okay. Oh, really?
To the consumer.
Yes.
All right? Don't be a fucktard. If you're asking for something, and this goes in general for everything in life. If you're asking for something.
Yes.
Be ready for the answer. Be Absolutely. Ready for the response.
Absolutely.
Be ready for what you asked for. If you're not ready for that, then maybe you shouldn't ask for it.
That's true.
On top of that, if you're asking something, maybe try looking for the answer for yourself first.
Yes.
It's not like we'd, hey, you know, it'd be really cool if we had this thing that like we asked a question, like maybe typed it in and it would give us an answer. I wish we really had something like that.
Yeah.
Even back in the day. If we needed a phone number, what would we do? Call zero, ask the operator.
That's true.
God damn it. Now,
they charge you for that now.
Yeah, I know, but we don't need that now.
But like you're an asshole that you don't charge, so
the
you
thing
should,
is,
you should
like,
charge. You should say, it's going to be 50 cents if you want me that information.
I wish I could. I wish I fucking could, dude. And that's the thing. If, God damn it. I'm so fucking mad at people, dude. I am so fucking mad.
You should just close that's, it up then.
I just want people to read.
Yeah.
Read a little bit, you know?
It's not going to happen.
Just read.
The retards
just
are breeding.
Read into it.
No, they're not reading. They're breeding with retards.
They're breeding. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like,
why should we read? We can breed.
Oh, God.
and make more stupid people.
God damn you. Can I break off onto a sub fuck you? The same people, the same fucking people that aren't looking first are the same people that don't read their goddamn return receipts. I don't know. When I return things, mm-hmm. I look at the receipt.
Okay.
When I return things, I know.
Like a 30 day.
When I return things, I look at the receipt. When I return things, I know not to throw away the receipt until I know I'm going to keep that purchase.
Yeah.
But when I return something, my first thing to do before I call or go to the store mm-hmm. is to read the receipt and make sure I've got all the proper criteria to return this said product and make sure that it's within that first, within that time frame allotted.
You are a thoughtful consumer. You are not of the ordinary.
I was not like this before I started the other side of the consumer job too.
Okay.
So when a person comes in and, oh, your return policy is 30 days and I'm here at day 42. How do you mean I can't return this? Here, let me go ahead and change my fucking company's policy so I can accommodate you for being a fucktard.
It sounds like he doesn't want to fuck you to your job.
No, it's fuck you to the consumers. It's fuck you to the retarded consumers. Let me just tell the consumers out there, read, find your own goddamn answer, and don't ask stupid questions. Really?
Good luck,
the
buddy.
Answer is...
Good luck, buddy.
The answer is not that far off. People, I know if you're really that stupid, then we are all fucked, and I wish December 22nd really would have happened. All right?
No, dude, we are that fucked.
Okay, then. The fucking moment's going to be to myself. Yes. Fuck myself for not going when I should have.
Fuck being born to do with this shit.
Fuck my parents for fucking that day. All right.
Fuck yous everywhere in this whole scenario. Yeah.
And I'm out.
Well done, I suppose. My fuck you goes to, oh man, celebrities that change their names. How about this one, Lito? Meta World Peace? Yeah. Fuck you, man. Oh, I'm not done. How about this one? Snoop Lion? Yeah. Fuck you, Snoop Lion. And hey, Nature Boy went to one of your shows a month ago where it said Snoop Dogg on the fucking marquee. Yeah. No Snoop Lion anywhere to be found. Just Snoop Dogg. That's funny. You just changed it. Also, Puff Daddy. Oh, no, wait, no, you're P. Diddy now. Oh, wait, no, you're just Diddy. Oh, wait, are you back to P. Diddy again? I can't keep track.
I thought it was Diddy Doo-Wop, Doo-Boo-Boop, Ba-Dop.
Yeah, it's stupid, man. You got anyone else? I couldn't think anywhere else.
Prince and the farm artist formerly known as Prince.
We talked about that. It's a loophole in him to get out of his contract.
That's
a smart way to get out of his contract.
It's a smart way, but it's bullshit that you fucking...
It wasn't. It's a big fuck you to his corporate goddamn slave owners.
Why didn't he just call himself King? You can't give yourself a fucking seven word name.
It was a fuck you to that company.
Maybe I just don't like Prince ever.
Yeah,
only when I was little.
All right, another example then.
Only when I was little and watching his movies while my parents.
Purple rain.
Okay. What about?
Who cares? That's enough examples, right?
What about Hulk Hogan? He turned his name into Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Hollywood Hogan.
That doesn't count. I'm sorry. Are you the wrestling expert?
Actually, it's Hollywood Hogan.
I know what you're talking about. There's been many others.
It's dumb.
Yes.
Especially the World Peace guy. Fuck you, dude.
God.
Fuck you.
I hate playing the basketball games. And Meta World Peace up to the free throw line.
Who was I with?
Fuck
Who
you.
Was I with watching that game? Who the fuck was I with? Ah, goddamn. We're watching the game. Oh, it was Josh, Gasboy.
Uh-huh.
I was at his place. The Laker game was on. And we're like, Meta World Peace. So I guess the ball. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? If I was the announcer, I'd say, number 10 has the ball.
And fuck
what's,
face.
What's
just
his name?
Got
what's
Ron
his number?
Artest.
What's his number?
Ron, I don't know his number.
Let's say it's 32. Fine. And Kobe passes the ball to number 32, and number 32 passes to Gasol. That's what I would do. I wouldn't say world peace. Fuck him. I wouldn't stoop that level. I wouldn't. You think you'd get in trouble? And Kobe passes to number 32. 32 passes to Gasol.
I don't know. I just want to justify his fucking name.
Oh, it's so fucking retarded. I was
it's ridiculous.
I was in pain the whole time. Like, really? And they keep saying it. And world peace. Like, oh fuck.
A world peace.
I wanna be in what's his name? Artest? That's him?
Yeah. Ron Artest.
I
wanna
go to his face and go like this. Just fuck you. I just hold my finger right in his face.
Fuck you.
You know what? I wanna ask for his autograph. Hey, can I have your autograph? Artest.
What's this bullshit?
Is he gonna write world peace? Does he write that?
Maybe he just draws the peace sign.
Does he sign world peace?
I assume.
Oh my god, I would rip it up and fucking spit in his face.
That is his name.
Oh my god, that's so.
You know what I think is even more ironic about that name? I don't know if irony is the word that I'm looking for. But remember a couple years ago when he was on the Pacers and he beat the shit out of about 20 people?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that huge fight with it was like him against he was the Pacers versus the.
I don't follow basketball. I don't know.
Okay, well, this was a couple years ago. Just fucking YouTube it. Okay. YouTube it. It's basically this huge fight between the two teams. And next thing you know, I guess if I remember correctly, somebody in the stands throws a soda at Ron Artest, and Artest gets up into the fucking stands and he starts fucking punching people.
I remember that now.
How's goddamn Godzilla over here gonna fucking turn his name into world peace?
Yeah. His point of view. He's come around.
Fuck that guy.
All right. So celebrities that change their names all the time. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right, that's the show. Thank you all for joining us. Lito, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Thank you for inviting me.
I think I enjoyed talking to you instead of doing it myself.
Oh, I appreciate that you're you know what? I'm not going to say anything. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your company as well.
Oh, well, even though you killed me off, you wouldn't fuck me or marry me. I'm still ashamed of that.
You're ashamed?
I'm ashamed.
Really?
I'm ashamed to be seen with you now.
Well,
because if I ever am
seen with
you...
I don't like hanging out with faggots like you.
If I'm ever seen with you, you're going to be like, hey, that's Lito. And the guy he wouldn't fuck or marry.
he must have committal problems.
Yeah. All right, Lito, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
It's 2013, and I'm glad you're here.
And or it's are we danger. Here?
Yeah. We're probably not here. And that's it. And thank you. And we will see you next time. And as always, Lito, take it away.
Stay dangerous, my friends.